Austin, Texas. It's Dave and Ike.
Welcome to Real News on this Thursday, September 28, 2017. I'm David Knight. We're going to be taking a look today at the tax relief plan. That's what I like to call it. It's a little bit of relief. It's not much of a reform. It's a change. We're going to take a look at the magnitude of it. What does it mean for you? What are the chances of it passing? We have Democrats out there with the usual rhetoric that you hear every time. This is just for the rich people. It's like, well, you know what? It makes a difference. Regardless, I would rather see a rich person who's going to buy things from me have the money than the government who has the money and is going to use it to make my life miserable. So we're going to take a look at the details, however, of the tax plan and the chances of it passing. We're also going to be looking at a possible action, direct action by President Trump, an executive order on health care. Isn't that interesting? We have Rand Paul, Senator Rand Paul, has talked about things that could be done by executive order that would increase competition, that would allow people to buy their insurance policies across state lines. That's a very important thing. It's one of the key things that was in the market-based healthcare reform plan that President Trump ran on that's now been removed because they've taken down his campaign site. And evidently, nobody in Washington was signed on to that. And clearly, I thought it was an excellent plan. I've talked about that before. But I think it's very interesting when you look at the debates. Remember when you had Marco Rubio who decided that he was going to be a little mocking troll for one of those debates? And one of the things that he did to President Trump was to say, the lines, what are you talking about, the lines? He knew what he was talking about. He was talking about the fact that we have these artificial lines that are drawn on state boundaries. It is in violation of the Commerce Clause. And as a matter of fact, you already have large corporations can do precisely what Senator Paul is talking about allowing individuals to do or trade organizations to do. But that's only allowed right now for big corporations. And if you talk about having different standards and you can't have services sold across state lines, that fundamentally is a violation of the Commerce Clause. That's why we have the Commerce Clause. But our government has taken the Commerce Clause and they have used it in exactly the opposite way. Instead of opening up trade and services within the United States, which was the purpose of the Commerce Clause, they have used the Commerce Clause as an excuse to have the war on drugs. You see, they say, well, it gives us the power to regulate trade. No, it gave them the power to stop states from regulating trade. But they use it as a means to regulate trade. They use it as a means to impose an illegal war on drugs on us. Because, of course, if you go back to alcohol prohibition, it required a constitutional amendment. We've only got a few, little over 20 constitutional amendments. 10 of them were the Bill of Rights. So, you know, you got about a dozen, 15, whatever the total number is. I can't recall right off the top of my head. But the bottom line is that two of those were about alcohol prohibition. One of them to enable it, one of them to take it away. Because everybody understood that a clear reading of the Constitution, everybody in the early 20th century knew that they had no authority in the federal government to prohibit anything. Now they prohibit everything. And only the things they expressly permit are allowed. They've turned everything on its head. So since they don't have the constitutional authority to prohibit anything like marijuana or cocaine or heroin or any of these other substances, instead what they do is they appeal to the Commerce Clause and say, well, we're regulating interstate commerce in some way. And they don't have that authority. We're also going to be talking about something that is very disturbing. The mysterious metal towers. This is a story that's up on the Drudge Report. The mysterious metal towers that are popping up in New York City. As we see, the military is also building Skynet. Literally building Skynet. We've got a clip of James Cameron talking about the fact that, you know, he only did the first two of the Terminator franchise. He's talking about how he's now going to get back involved in this and do another update to that franchise. But they talked to him about the legacy. Have the machines already won? We're going to talk to him about that. But I would ask you this. Has the government already won post 9/11? Scaring us into giving up everything, including knowing anything about what's going on in our cities in the name of protecting us from terrorism. I'm David Knight. We'll be right back with Real News.
All
the perplexities, the confusion and distress in America arise not from objects in their constitution or confederation, not from want of honor or virtue, so much as from the downright ignorance of the nature of coin, credit, and circulation. Those are the words of John Adams, the second president of the United States. Are you ignorant of the private Federal Reserve? Do you understand the nature of our fiat currency? Do you understand how a private corporation has the ability to create boom and bust cycles and to profit from it? What kind of leverage do these people in the Federal Reserve have over the American people? Or for that matter, what kind of leverage do the Saudis have over our money? Will you be a slave or will you be free? Adams also said, liberty cannot be preserved without general knowledge among the people. Join the InfoWars. Spread the information. Educate yourself and others. The truth shall set you free. For InfoWars.com, I'm David Knight.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News. I'm David Knight, your host today. It's kind of funny story from Daily Wire. Talking about the irony that CNN would call Trump a racist while they're being sued by 175 black employees for discrimination. And they have Anna Navarro calling Trump a misogynist, racist, bigoted pig. Well, that's it. I guess we just can't withstand that kind of withering criticism. You know, the sad thing about it is that they keep using these things. And all they're doing when they call you a racist, they're just saying F you. And we understand it. And it's lost its power. And that's really a shame. Yeah, I had yesterday on the show Dr. Carol Swain, and she was a professor who actually questioned why the Southern Poverty Law Center wasn't concerned about the new Black Panthers intimidating voters at the polls. And this is a lady who is a law professor, a political science professor, and she was also black. And the Southern Poverty Law Center came after her as a racist. And basically caused her all kinds of personal grief. Just destroyed her life, her reputation. Because you're not allowed to ask that. There is real racism out there. Sometimes it's on the side of black people. Sometimes it's institutional, like at the Southern Poverty Law Center. And so we have to not use this as just an F you. And that's the way it's being used. And that's a shame. Because there is still racism out there. But it has now become the boy who cried wolf, or the wolf blitzer who cried racism, because that's the way CNN is using it. It's absolutely lost its power. Meanwhile, the other thing that's losing its power is the Russians did it narrative. How tired is this? How many times is it going to have to be exposed before these people finally realize that it's not having any effect anymore? But now we see it surfacing in different ways. We see it coming up in Spain. And, of course, this is the Catalonia pro-independence vote that is coming up on Sunday, which may turn into violence because the Spanish government is pulling out every stop. I mean, they're going full Abraham Lincoln on this. They're arresting politicians. They're confiscating ballots. The same kind of stuff that we saw with Abraham Lincoln, arresting the Maryland legislature because he was afraid they would vote for secession, arresting congressmen, putting out an arrest warrant for the Supreme Court justice because he said you can't declare you can't suspend habeas corpus. That's something that only Congress can do. All right, well, then arrest that Supreme Court justice. And I'm not going to tell you why I'm arresting him. I mean, you see the irony there. You see the tyranny there. And so now we're seeing this as these people in Spain are very concerned that their cash cow is going to get off the leash because that's what we're talking about here. They want the money that is coming from Catalan. But the people who are in that area of the country, they have a different language. They have a different culture. They have in the past been a separate autonomous nation, and they want the benefits of self-governance, and that is something that everybody is entitled to, but the Spanish government is not going to allow that. So now we got the largest newspaper in Spain blaming Russia, saying they're fomenting this drive for independence. No, they're not. The Russians didn't give them their own culture, their own language, and the understanding that they are being ripped off by the rest of Spain financially. This is they're absolutely desperate. They can't pull the racism card, which they would love to play, because there's nothing there about open borders or anything. These are people who are just a straight-up vote on self-governance. So what do they do to come after these people and demonize them? They try to tie them to Russia. And the largest newspaper in Spain, the government mouthpiece, said this: the same apparatus for the spreading of fake news that Russia has used to weaken the United States and the European Union has been deployed in full force in Catalonia. According to a detailed analysis of pro-Russian websites and Facebook profiles carried out by this newspaper. So you can believe it, right? Maybe Hillary Clinton has determined this too, or her private contractors, or maybe her politicized intelligence stooges like James Clapper have determined this and told them. So they say, in the wake of covert campaigns in favor of Brexit, Marine Le Pen, the German ultra-right, the Kremlin has now come to see Catalan independence movement as another way to deepen European divisions. Believe me, I don't think they even care about it. They use web pages that publish rumors, activists like Julian Assange, a legion of bots and millions of autonomized pages on social media to ensure that lies are shared millions of times on the web. It's simply about people wanting to govern themselves and to set up a government that responds to what they want out of life, that is centered around their, you know, we talk about race all the time. And as I've said before, the Bible doesn't ever talk about race. It sees the human race, everybody the same. Everybody the same. We're all part of the human race. That's the way the Bible sees us. But it does make a distinction. God talks about differences between nations, tongues, and tribes. So language is a big one. And they have a separate language. Tribes, you're talking about customs. And then when you talk about nations, you're talking about systems of laws, you're talking about political borders, you're talking about things like that. That's the way that we naturally divide. And that's the way people are going to organize their societies along those lines. And that's all that's involved here. But whenever the tyrants and the people who are trying to manipulate people, others, and trying to control them, now it's always going to the Russians. And then they add in antiwar.com, which is kind of interesting, because antiwar.com has been outspoken about freedom in this particular area, as we have here at InfoWars. And now you've got a Catalan leader saying the Spanish crackdown will actually boost the referendum turnout. Of course it will. The harder you try to crack down on these people, the more you're going to convince them that they don't want to be ruled by you. It's just human nature, absolute human nature. Meanwhile, we have Russia now threatening to ban Facebook. Well, if it's such an important weapon for them, why do the Russians want to ban Facebook? See, every government, whether it's Russia or whether it's Hillary Clinton or whether it's the Spanish government, they don't want you talking to each other. They want to control the dialogue. And so they say now, nearly a year after Russia blocked career-focused social network LinkedIn, Russian telecom authorities are threatening to block Facebook unless the company complies with the country's laws governing data storage. In other words, they want to be able to control this. And they said there are no exceptions. The law is mandatory for everyone. Therefore, there is no doubt in any case we will either achieve the law to be implemented or the company will stop working in Russia, as unfortunately happened with LinkedIn. So what we're seeing here is another example that the Russians, if the Russians control social media and if the Russians controlled Facebook, as we're being told now by the Democrats and Hillary Clinton and even the Spanish government, if they control that, then why are they concerned about Facebook? Why are they banning Facebook? So every government feels threatened by the freedom of speech. Every government. And that includes Russia. This is not their tool. It is a tool against their tyranny. And then we have Zuckerberg firing back at President Trump saying, you're saying that Facebook was anti-Trump, and of course it was. We know that it was anti-Trump. We know that it was censoring articles that were being shared by people from InfoWars and others who did not share Zuckerberg and Facebook's political orientation. They were blocking that, still are, shutting people down. And it is a very politicized censorship, as they also invoke an economic censorship against people. But then this information about the fact that they had received 100,000 or maybe it's 150,000, the number keeps changing as they go back and forth. Zuckerberg came back, and this is a story from Zero Hedge, talking about how this is Russian collusion. We got about $100,000 out of this ad buys that were put on here that came from Russian troll areas. And he said, well, there was 1,000 times more than that in terms of problematic ads that were spent out there. And that's true. It wasn't that big effect. So shut down all of this nonsense about controlling the election and hacking the election. It was very, very small. The interesting thing, I think, is how much money the GOP spent against one of their own in Alabama. $32 million against Judge Roy Moore. Go back to the 2000 election. Remember when George W. Bush was accused by Gore? I think Gore spent like $60 million and George W. Bush spent $100 million. Think about how that has exploded. What does that mean? And what does it mean that the GOP would spend $32 against one of its own?
Refresh your breath with Emex Essentials Organic Mouthwash. Our formula is made from organic herbal ingredients to help stimulate the gums and provide a cleansing effect while adding a pleasant, refreshing taste. Emex Essentials Mouthwash is non-GMO, certified organic, made without alcohol, chemicals, or other artificial ingredients such as flavors, fragrances, or dyes. The pure organic plant extracts are concentrated, containing antibacterial properties that work well to help tone gums and freshen your breath. This antiseptic mouthwash is a concentrated formula. You will need to dilute one part mouthwash to 10 parts water. Emex Essentials Mouthwash is a great addition to your daily brushing routine. It is effective, yet gentle enough for the most sensitive gums and canker sores. Go organic today with Emex Essentials. Visit InfoWarsStore.com to learn more. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
It's not just our water we need to filter. It's not just our food that needs to be clean. It's the air we're breathing, especially for our children. The artificial particulates, the chemicals, is absolutely weighing down our immune systems. The same team based right here in America that brought you the Alexa Pure groundbreaking water filtration systems have now developed Alexa Pure Breeze. Whether it's your home or office, you owe it to yourself, your coworkers, your family, your children to do the best job you can to purify your air. The elite are masters at poisoning our environment while themselves doing things that mitigate or avoid most of the toxic effects for themselves. The general public doesn't. The Alexa Pure Breeze would be a steal at $300, $400, $500. One of these systems can keep 800 square feet incredibly clean. This is a system I'm personally putting in throughout my house, replacing older, more expensive filters that didn't do as good a job. Find out why this system is so revolutionary today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients. xylitol, nanosilver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our super blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News. I'm David Knight. Every time I hear that song, I think of the great name that Paul Joseph Watson came up with for his website that is part of the InfoWars network now, Prison Planet. We're all prisoners on a planet. What are we going to do to get out of this prison? Well, first of all, we need to know that we're in a prison. Most people don't even think of it that way. We're going to talk to you about the mysterious things that are turning up on the streets of New York here in just one moment. But before we do, I want to tell you about some of the sales that we have here at InfoWarsStore.com. We have 50% off Vitamin Mineral Fusion. That is a mix that you can create a drink so that you don't have to swallow a lot of pills. You can get all your necessary vitamins, minerals, and amino acids in this great tasting formula, and you can make it taste any way you want. And you can take all your vitamins very quickly. You don't have to swallow a lot of pills. A great way to do this. InfoWars Life. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Also, we have Secret 12, our vitamin B12 formula, now 40% off. A great way to take B12 supplements. You don't have to take injections. You can just take it orally. Again, a very easy way to do this. Our air filters and water filters from Alexa Pure are now 20% off. That's the Alexa Pure Breeze and the Alexa Pure Pro. A water filter that's going to take out 99.9% of the contaminants in your water, whether they are organic, inorganic, or bacteriological. And, of course, Alexa Pure Breeze is a way to filter the air in your home, in your office. We have them all over the InfoWars place here, the office here, filtering the air. It's a great way to keep it clean because whenever you try to save money by tightening down the air leaks in your home or your office, what you're doing is you're keeping the toxins, the things that are being outgassed, you're concentrating those in that area. So it cleans that up. We also have all Emmerich's Essential Packs are 50% off. That's our organic household products at InfoWars. They are 50% off. And finally, this week only, you can get 20% off either of our blends of coffee. We have two blends of coffee, the Patriot Blend, and we have the Immune Support Blend. That has some mushrooms that are put in it to help to support your immune system. So you pick the blend, and you can get 20% off the coffee at checkout when you enter the code WAKEUP. That's the code WAKEUP at checkout. 20% off our Wake Up America. Choose the blend of that you would like to have. And it's something, again, that all of us use here at InfoWars, especially those of us on the early morning crew. Before we get to the Skynet news, before we get to the mysterious metal towers that are popping up all around New York City, I want to make a comment about the story that I see everywhere on the internet today. We had Hugh Hefner dying at 91. You know, so many people have looked at Hugh Hefner and they say, wow, you know, this guy, he had everything. He had money. He had all the women, the beautiful women that he wanted in the world. I want to give you a comment from C.S. Lewis. So this is something that was a book that he put together called Mere Christianity. And he put this together. This was a collection of things that he had, speeches that he'd given on the radio between 1941 and 1944. And one of the things that is interesting in the articles is a comment that he said he never found a soulmate. With all the women, he never found a soulmate. It's a very superficial life, isn't it? And this is what C.S. Lewis had to say. He says, if anyone says that sex in itself is bad, Christianity contradicts him contradicts him at once. But of course, when people say sex is nothing to be ashamed of, they may mean the state into which the sexual instinct has now gotten is nothing to be ashamed of. And he said this back in 1941 to 1944. He says, if they mean that, I think they're wrong. I think it's everything to be ashamed of. There's nothing to be ashamed of in enjoying your food. But there would be everything to be ashamed of if half the world made food the main interest of their lives and spent their time looking at pictures of food and dribbling and smacking their lips. You see, what Hugh Hefner gave us was, as the feminists would say, but they're actually right about this one thing, the objectification of sex. It's not about having soulmates anymore, is it? And it's really kind of sad, I think, when I look at what's happened to this generation of people. When I was a kid, I was looking for a job that's going to give me independence. Don't have that anymore because we've got adults that are working all the minimum wage entry-level jobs that are coming here from foreign countries illegally. So that was one thing. But that job was to so I could get a car. That was going to give me freedom. So I had a job for independence. I wanted a car for freedom. And I wanted a girl to love. I found her. And it's sad. It's really sad to see people today just staring at their phones. It's crazy. And that's where it started with Hugh Hefner, I think. Just looking at this virtual world. Like C.S. Lewis said, if you're not enjoying food, but if you're just looking at pictures of food, you're dribbling and smacking your lips, you're going to wind up like Hugh Hefner. And that's where we are now. Now here's the darker side of that. Okay. That's what we have lost. Okay. Here's what we are getting instead. A story out of France. An 11-year-old girl had quote-unquote consensual sex with a 28-year-old man, says the French government, the French prosecutors. Why would they say that? They said there's no violence. No violence. On April the 24th, 2017, the 11-year-old victim named Sarah allegedly agreed to follow a 28-year-old man back to his apartment to engage in what she believed would be kissing lessons. The man named Antoine, now only accused of sexually assaulting a minor under the age of 15, but not rape, okay? And they said this, that, after he lured her there, after he deceived her, because she's just an 11-year-old girl. And so he can trick her, right? That's why we have these laws that say children cannot give consent. But in France now, they say they can. So an 11-year-old girl can give her consent. I've talked about this many times about what's going on in our schools, because in our schools we have the government, the pedophile government, is now doing sex education in a way that they are taking kindergartners and talking to them, confusing them even about what sex they are. Why? Because if they can put out the idea that is now very politically correct that you choose your sex because everybody is gender fluid, they can confuse these children who don't know anything about what they're talking about. And they can say, see, they decided what gender they're going to be. Well, they can make consensual sex decisions now as well. And so they say, as soon as Sarah left the building, she was completely desperate. She called her mother to tell her everything. The girl's mother immediately filed rape charges, arguing that her daughter was deceived. Of course she was. She thought it was too late. She thought she didn't have the right to protest. She thought it didn't make any difference. So she went into autopilot without emotion, without reaction. And the French government says, oh, that was consent. That was consent. So we're not going to charge him with rape. That is where this is headed, folks. That is the legacy. That is the dark side of Hugh Hefner. We'll be right back.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostagard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostagard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Perfect for face and body, this natural, unscented sunscreen can be worn at all times of the day whenever you need sun protection. We source ingredients from nature, producing a product free of harmful chemicals and toxins. This natural lotion contains 21% zinc oxide, which is the largest particle size used, and we do not use nanoparticles. The larger the particle, the safer it is for your body. The organic oils help hydrate the skin, leaving it nice and smooth. The truly natural, fragrance-free sunscreen for the most sensitive skin. Emrix Essentials wants you to enjoy the sun and strives to bring you organic products to enhance your life. Naturally protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new SPF 30 sunscreen lotion.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalists. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your Caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Waging information warfare against pushers of fake news. You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News. I'm David Knight. And this Thursday, September 28, 2017, kind of sounds like Terminator, doesn't it? Well, there is a new Terminator that's going to be coming out in a couple of years. James Cameron was talking about that yesterday. He's going to be back on board for this one. They had different directors who basically came pretty close to killing the franchise with the last couple of Terminator series. But he did the first two that were in there. And so they talked to him about whether or not we are coming up to the kind of dystopia that he was talking about in the video and in the film. We're going to have that quote from him first. But before we get to that, there's a story that was on the Drudge Report. Mystery surrounds metal towers that are popping up in tunnels and bridges in New York. I'm going to play that clip for you and then comment on what these people are saying, because I think it is a very, very dangerous position that we're in here. And it is truly a legacy of September 11th. This is the transformed mentality of Americans after September 11th. You know, when we hit the 16th anniversary of it a couple of weeks ago, I was talking about how that fundamentally transformed our society, how there are these events that have been transforming our society on about a 70 or 80 year interval. And I truly believe that we've already had that transformation. Maybe it'll get worse. Who knows? But boy, I tell you what, everybody knows it is a different America after September 11th, mainly because the psychology of Americans changed so much. They don't care about freedom anymore. They simply want the promise of security. But listen to this secretive, you can't know. It's almost like it is everybody, whether they're city transportation officials or anyone, has become the CIA anymore. Why? Because our surveillance state, the CIA, the NSA, that are spying on Americans, have so permeated their tentacles into every level of government that this is what you wind up with. Here's that report.
But at night, it lights up really nice.
Jose Lugo says these tall metal towers quickly popped up after Brooklyn Battery Tunnel toll booths came down.
We don't really know what's the purpose of this.
It's a $100 million MTA project full of secrecy.
These things are as tall as streetlights, folks.
For the tunnels and bridges.
Big.
So what are they exactly?
Are you saying you can't comment to me?
That's the MTA's man in charge of bridges and tunnels, Cedric Fulton, dodging our questions.
Not even later? Can we talk to you about it, or... Can I make
a some MTA board
said no
members,
comment,
including
said.
New York City Transportation Commissioner Polly Trottenberg, say they know too little about the towers, even with about half the money spent and some of the towers up.
A lot of the board members felt like they didn't have all the details they would have wanted, myself included.
Residents who say they suspect there is much more going on with these towers than meets the eye wonder, will they ever know what's going on inside them?
I'm going to guess it's probably not just a decoration.
It's a bit mind-boggling that the MTA is approving $100 million for what appears to us to be big decorative pylons.
John Caney is leader of the watchdog group Reinvent Albany.
What we're asking for is transparency from the MTA.
We demanded answers from MTA Chairman Joe Loda.
Some of your own board members say they don't know the specifics.
The base of these new new pieces that are going up include whatever fiber optics are necessary for those Homeland Security items.
In other words, anti-terror technology. Could it one day include
facial
recognition?
Wow, that looks dystopian.
We don't know. He won't say.
I'm not at liberty to discuss that.
So watch as more of these expensive towers rise with mystery tucked away inside them. In Lower Manhattan, Dave Carlin, CBS 2 News.
Play a little bit more. The comment that person, when they came back from that report, said, don't worry, Homeland Security says that we're safe. We're safe. That, to me, was the money clip on there. Maybe we'll get that a little bit later. But it's absolutely amazing to me when we look at this. And these things, as I pointed out, as we're looking at the video, they are as tall as a streetlight. And they are very, very wide. Big, massive, imposing. I guess the way you would describe it is brutalism, the style of architecture adopted by totalitarian states. It actually came, it does look brutal, but it's these big imposing concrete edifices that, they call it brutalism because it was exposed raw concrete and raw building materials, but it also gives it a very authoritarian, dystopian look. And to me, that whole thing looks very brutal. And yet people are just, oh no, that's okay. We don't really know what the purpose of this is. It's a $100 million project that their city government is paying for, but they're not allowed to know. Even the people on the board are not even allowed to know. See, that's the amazing thing. The board members said, well, you know, I would like to have had more details, but I'm just not important enough to know what's going on in my town. Because the people who are going to make these decisions are in Washington. Yeah, and they're in Langley. And, you know, the NSA, all these people that we can trust because they keep telling us that they're going to do this for our own safety. So we just don't have to know any of that. We don't know any specifics. We don't know any details. But they said, don't worry. It's got everything that Homeland Security needs. Well, we need to have some answers. We're not your slaves. And we're not going to live in a secretive society like this. When government can keep everything secret from us, well, you know, they can do anything to us. And that's the attitude that they have, the attitude that we are their slaves. And then they finish it up and say, I'm not at liberty to discuss that. You know, we don't have any liberty, do we? The board members don't have any liberty. You don't have any liberty. You just pay up. Pay up your $100 million, and we're going to put some surveillance thing here. Maybe it'll be something, you know, they could put some soft kill thing or some hard kill thing in there, and you'd never know or care, would you? Whatever they do. We had one more quote from another official. This is the MTA official. His name is Schultz, and he had this to say.
I see nothing. I know nothing.
At least he's wearing the right uniform. The Nazi uniform. Because that's where we are, folks. This is a dystopian future that we're in. And then we have this article that's also up on Drudge Report, talking about how they're building a literal Skynet. Future, the U.S. military is constructing a giant armed nervous system. And this is coming from DefenseOne.com. They say the Air Force, the Navy, the Army, the Marines are all converging on a vision of the future military, connecting every asset on the globe and on the global battlefield. That means everything from F-35 jets overhead to destroyers on the sea to the armor, tanks crawling over the land to multiplying devices in every troop's pocket, down to the level of the troop. Every weapon, every vehicle, every device connected, sharing data, constantly aware of the presence and state of every other node in a truly global network. And the guy says that network-centric warfare has seized the military imagination more than a decade ago. Because, you know, it's gee whiz technology, and there's a lot of money to be made off of this. And they're not really asking the right questions, in my opinion. What leaders are today describing is larger by orders of magnitude. This is all based on a handheld Android tactical assault kit. And now, this is not, this is Android, the operating system, but you just wait. It is going to be the Android, the literal Android, tactical assault kit, the autonomous killing robots. It's designed with special operations forces, provides a common operational picture of everything that's going on, basically doing what a huge command and control station used to do a few years ago. And of course, you can trust them. They're all going to put this on Google Maps. It's the Android system, and they're going to use Google Maps. Because, you know, Google is very trustworthy. They're integrated into the intelligence services. They actually help to fund these guys and get them started. And, of course, Google owns all of these creepy DARPA robots that you see out there. They're putting, however, all of their eggs in one basket. Or we should say maybe one corporation or one network. And I want you to just think about what happened today. We have a global airport chaos after computers across computer systems crash across the world. It said frustrated travelers are facing major disruption at airports across the world with airline check-in systems crashed due to a network issue. What would happen if the enemy got into the Pentagon's network and maybe crashed it and they couldn't control anything? Or maybe they get in and they see where every single asset down to every single soldier is at any given point in time. How's that going to work out for you? Stay with us. We'll be right back.
James Madison, the father of the Bill of Rights, wrote, "Where an excess of power prevails, property of no sort is duly respected. No man is safe in his opinions, in his person, in his faculties, or in his possessions." Is there any question that we have an excess of power in Washington? The only question is, how do we contain it? And how do we remove that power from Washington to our local communities to the individual? That is the ultimate concern. The concentration of power, the excess of power, was always the chief concern of the founders of this country. It was why the Anti-Federalists opposed the Constitution. They believed they put safeguards in the Constitution to abuse that concentration of power. But as James Madison also pointed out, knowledge will forever govern ignorance. But people who mean to be their own governors must arm themselves with the power that knowledge gives. Arm yourself with the information of what your rulers are doing, of what the real constraints upon them are. Only then will you have the courage to nullify their actions. For InfoWars.com, I'm David Knight.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace.
Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo! That's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure, deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News. I'm David Knight. Before we get back to the news, before we get back to Skynet and the comments of James Cameron and the fragile schemes of the U.S. military to conduct Skynet in light of this global airport chaos. How's that for timing, those two stories coming out at the same time? Before we get back to that, we'll tell you about the sales at InfoWarsStore.com. We have 50% off vitamin mineral fusion drink. Get all your necessary vitamins, minerals, and amino acids in a very easy-to-take drink format. Also, we have Secret 12, our vitamin B12 formula, 40% off. We have Oxy Powder, 25% off. And we have the Alexa Pure Air Filter and the Alexa Pure Water Filter, both 20% off. All Emrex Essential Packs are now 50% off, and that's all the organic, natural household line of products. So we have Emrex Essentials, 50% off. And this week only, you can get 20% off the Wake Up America coffee that we sell here at InfoWars. We have two different blends. We have the Patriot blend, the standard one, and then we have Immune Support that has some mushrooms added into it for immune support. You can pick your blend and get 20% off when you enter the code WAKEUP at checkout. Again, that's WAKEUP at checkout to get 20% off of Wake Up America coffee just this week only. We were talking about the Skynet, essentially, that the U.S. military has done. They just, you know, love the idea. They've been working on this for a couple of decades, that they can track every single asset across all the different services, Air Force, Navy, Army, Marines. They can track everything from big ships and planes all the way down to individual soldiers. And then they all go into a Google operating system, which puts it on Google Maps. And, of course, you can be sure that the Russians and the Chinese and nobody is going to get in there, right? All of the, I mean, we have had every single thing in this country hacked. We've had Equifax hacked, stealing the identity of 143 million people. We've had the federal government have its personnel files hacked. We've had the NSA and the CIA hacked. But of course, don't worry. We can put information about every single military asset we have in one place on a computer, and it'll be safe, and it'll just be great. And it'll never fail on its own. Because, you know, it's done by Google, and Google's software never fails, just like everybody else's software never fails. Just like the self-driving cars will never fail. They'll never fail. You know, they're machines. They don't make mistakes. But the people who program them do. And so we see that there is global airport chaos. This is within the last 24 hours. And this is happening worldwide. It's happening in all the different countries. It's happening in a lot of different airline carriers. They say frustrated travelers are facing major disruption all around the world after an airline check-in system has crashed due to a network issue. A network issue. Wait a minute. Oh, that's right. They're going to have network-centric warfare. That was the terminology for the Skynet thing. And now we got a network error that is shutting down transportation on planes. This is from London's Gatwick and Heathrow airports to New York to Australia to Paris to Washington to Singapore to South Korea to South Africa. And it is hitting these airlines, just some of the airlines, quite a few of them. So here are some of the bigger ones. British Airways, Air France, KLM, Qantas, Lufthansa, Southwest. All these systems have crashed, causing delays, causing long queues. The problem involved Altea software used by more than 100 airlines. 100 airlines. I just named a few of the big ones here. The program's creator, Amadeus, maybe it was Salieri, blaming the disruption on a network failure. You think? I think it is a network failure. It's a big failure. So the question is, are the machines going to take over? And as James Cameron said, they've already won. And he hadn't even seen this worldwide disruption of air traffic control. But here's what James Cameron had to say.
What about the era that we're living in right now makes us feel extra relevant? Does technology scare you?
Technology's always scared me and it's always seduced me. And I think that that's the case now as much as ever. And people ask me, you know, do you think the machines will ever win against humanity? I say, look around in any airport or anywhere in a restaurant and see how many people are on their phones. The machines have already won, you know. So, but it's just, they've won it in a different way. I mean, we are co-evolving with our technology. We're merging with our technology. What does that mean? And the technology is becoming a mirror to us as we start to build humanoid robots and as we start to build AGI, you know, general intelligence that's our equal, which some of the top scientists in artificial intelligence say that's 10 to 30 years from now. We need to get the damn movies done before it actually happens, you know. And when you talk to these guys, they remind me a lot of that kind of excited optimism that nuclear scientists had in the 30s and 40s when they were thinking about how they could power the world. You know, and taking zero responsibility for the idea that it would instantaneously be weaponized.
That's very interesting. He said several things that are very interesting. He's a deep thinker on a lot of different levels. I don't know if he came up with the whole idea of the Terminator series or if he's tipped off by somebody who's actually working on it already. But what he said at the beginning, he said, technology has always scared me and it has always seduced me. I think that is very, very true of everyone now. You know, I even talked to Hugo de Garis Thursday, Friday. He is an AI researcher, and he wrote a book called The Artelec War. And he said that he knew that if he was successful in creating artificial intelligence, a general intelligence, in other words, not just specific to a particular task, but generalized intelligence that was going to be self-aware, if you will, like Skynet, that if he was successful in doing that, that it could very well be the destruction of the human race. But he was still seduced to do that. He still wanted to go down that path. Isn't that interesting? I thought that was one of the most interesting aspects of his book, and there were a lot of interesting aspects in his book. The fact that he was still seduced to do it, even though he was frightened of the consequences. He thought it might kill what he was working on might kill all of mankind. And then he heard at the end of that interview, James Cameron making the analogy to atomic energy. And the same kind of almost
nihilistic, suicidal attitude was present in the early nuclear scientists. They said, you know, there's a possibility that this might ignite the atmosphere and start a chain reaction that even goes in the atmosphere. It might completely destroy the Earth. But let's do it anyway. I mean, that's the attitude of a lot of people about technology. And it's not just the scientists. It's the end users as well. They look at the risk, but they are so seduced. The seduction is greater than the judgment that we have about these things. And when we start talking about atomic energy, I grew up in the era where atomic energy was going to be there and it was going to be so plentiful and so cheap that we weren't even going to measure electricity anymore. We just have free power for everybody. Did it work out that way? Uh-uh. No, we not only have nuclear weapons, but we have Fukushima. And we have rotting nuclear power plants that have gone past their 20-year, 25-year license expected lifetime. We're now starting to have things that are crumbling and breaking as part of our decaying infrastructure. We don't have a solution for what we're going to do with the nuclear waste. We kick that nuclear can down the road. We store it on site like they did at Fukushima and hope that we can keep power to it, keep it from going critical. And so we haven't really addressed the problems. We haven't put any cost on having to store spent fuel, nuclear fuel, for 1,000 years or more. What do you put a cost on that? And we see that same type of attitude present in this rush to embrace the battery-operated electric cars. We see that same type of narrow focus on this as we then ban other forms of power. Because we don't understand the full cost of it. We don't understand the full environmental costs of these batteries that we're creating, or the full energy cost of what it takes to generate the electricity. In many cases, that's still going to have to be generated by a fossil fuel. It's just that it will be an external combustion engine. You won't see where the combustion is taking place. You won't smell anything or see anything because it'll be out of your sight. But you'll think that somehow you're getting this magic free energy from nowhere. This clean stuff is coming from nowhere. No, there is a price to be paid on all of this stuff. And you just may not understand what the price of it is. But as we look at the Skynet thing, and we look at the fact that they're putting everything in one place, which, quite frankly, it doesn't really enhance us. It makes us very vulnerable. The Navy, reports the New York Times, is now returning to compasses and pencils to help avoid collisions at sea. We've had 4 vessels this year have collisions. The last 2 big ships resulted in the loss of a lot of life. And so they're now saying, we're going to go back to compasses and pencils. That should tell you something as the other part of the military rushes into this Skynet. We're going to map everything and control everything and have all this information in one particular place so somebody can hack it. I'm David Knight. We'll be right back with Real News.
I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar.
Enjoy all natural bath and beauty products with Emmerich's Essentials. We are proud to bring you a collection of organic-based household products at InfoWarsStore.com, including non-nano SPF 30 zinc oxide sunscreen, DEET-free herbal bug spray, concentrated peppermint mouthwash, unscented body wash, tea tree shampoo, and long-lasting natural deodorant. Emmerich's Essentials is free of chemicals and toxins that may harm your body. We carefully select pure and simple ingredients ingredients to create formulas that are certified USDA made with organic. Our mission is to offer you everyday organic household products to enhance your life. Truly feel the difference by going organic natural without compromising on quality. Feel good about using Emmerich's Essentials. Start saving money and stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new Emmerich's Essentials line of organic products. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. From the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's The Real News with your host, David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News. I'm David Knight, your host. We're going to have a guest with us at the bottom of the hour. We'll be talking about the Paris Climate Treaty and climate change and how it threatens the military. But, of course, we've been talking about how some gee whiz technology and the fascination with technology, putting everything in one basket and just assuming, in spite of everything that we have seen in the last year or so, that it's not going to be hackable. Of course, William Binney, we've interviewed him multiple times. One of the times I was talking to him, he said, there is nothing in the world that is not hackable. This is the guy who was the global technical head of the NSA until he got concerned about the constitutional issues and became a whistleblower. Because he said, after 9/11, they have changed the rules of engagement here, and I don't want to see us going down the road of the societies that I have been surveilling all these years. He knows exactly what it was like in East Germany under the Stasi. And he says this is far worse already than anything they had in East Germany because of the technological capability that we have. And yet, as we were talking about earlier, they've got these massive towers that are being put up all over New York, and nobody can get any answers. And the people who are supposed to be in charge of this, they say that it has to do with the MTA. They're the ones who are footing the money for this, and yet they're saying, I know nothing. I don't have any details. I wish I could tell you. I'm not at liberty. Whatever I know, I can't tell you because, you know, you're nothing. You're nothing. Now, I got a little bit of details because I'm part of the inside committee. I'm one of the comrades here. But you're not allowed to know anything. But don't worry, because you shouldn't ask. This is about your safety and your security. This is the post 9/11 world in which we live. Here's another example of it. A study asked college students how they feel about free speech. And MRCTV.org says it's not good. Let me give you some of the statistics here. They talked to a little over 1,000 respondents. They say they surveyed 1,500 undergrads at four-year colleges between August 17 and 31 this year. And they said 1,100 of them claimed that they attend public colleges. 384 said they attend private institutions. So that's how it breaks down. And you're not going to see much difference between a private school or a public school in terms of these types of attitudes towards civil liberty, because they're teaching everybody to live in an Orwellian state. And let me explain to you what they mean by this. They asked them, does the First Amendment protect hate speech? Only 39% said yes. The First Amendment does protect hate speech. You don't get your speech taken away because I don't agree with it, or because I label it hateful, or because it hurts me. But yes, these college students, 61% of them said, yeah, if I find that I don't like your speech, then I can take it away, especially if I label it as hate speech. 51% of the students said that they supported verbally heckling a speaker to the point where he or she couldn't be heard. Is that hateful? I don't know. But see, again, they support censorship. Again, they support censorship everywhere. 62% of Democrats said that, 39% of Republicans. Big difference broken down by party affiliation. Nearly one in five students, 19%, said violence is an acceptable means of preventing speech. So now they go to the fact that they not only want to shut down and censor people that they disagree with,
but they feel entitled to use violence. This is the effect of Black Lives Matter. And this is why, folks, it is so important for us to stand up to these people, because they are kneeling to this whole tyranny of suppressing free speech. They're not out there for free speech. Colin Kaepernick is part of the Black Lives Matter anti-fa people who are trying to take away free speech, who are getting violent with people who have free speech. They're not about free speech. That's a lie. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight with Real News.
Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the info war. A 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip.
You found it. It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News. We talked about yesterday the victory of Roy Moore, and it was a big victory. And it immediately caused one of the crony capitalist GOP guys to say, I'm not running again. This article on Breitbart says, size matters. The 9-point Alabama win is what forced Corker out. Others may follow. Let's certainly hope that is the case. And as we go back and we look at the campaign event the night before the election, Steve Bannon and others were there giving speeches. And here's some of the stuff that Bannon had to say, and it is absolutely spot on. He said, Mitch McConnell and his permanent political class is the most corrupt, incompetent group of individuals in the country. He went on to say, if you add up the first round and the second round, over $30 million of corporate money, this corporatist donor, consultant, lobbyist, politician cabal, this cartel that runs Washington, D.C., they've taken over $30 million, and what have they done? This hasn't been a policy discussion. That's been the politics of personal destruction. That's what Andrew Breitbart absolutely hated, said Brennan. He says, of course, we support the President of the United States, but we understand that to support the President of the United States, you have to stand up to the establishment. They don't have his back. If $32 million is coming from the Washington clique, Luther Strange is bought and paid for by the establishment, by the cartel. And that's precisely what happened. That's why what happened on Tuesday is so important. It is so important. And it's just absolutely staggering to understand. And I hope, don't give a penny to the Republican Senate Leadership Fund, the slush fund for Mitch McConnell and the GOP version of the swamp. Don't give those people a penny. When we look at the extraordinary amount of money that is being spent on elections, you know, we're getting to where we spend $1 billion on just one presidential candidate now. And it was only 17 years ago that everybody was complaining, as I mentioned earlier, that George W. Bush had spent over $100 million. Remember when Al Gore was complaining about that? And I don't remember what it was. I'm just trying to, just going on memory. But I think he spent like $60 million or something like that. And here we have a situation 17 years later, a Senate race, a Senate primary, where the Republicans are trying to assassinate the character of the person who has a lead over their swamp thing, Luther Strange. Because we could call him, some guy sent me a comment. He said you should call him DACA strange because he supports open borders. He supported DACA and other things. Those were substantive issues. They didn't talk about that because he was wrong on all the issues because he was with Mitch McConnell and the Republican establishment. He was wrong on all those issues. Instead, what they made it about was the politics of personal destruction, and they spent about half of what we spent for presidential elections only about 17 years ago, one of the candidates. And that was against their own guy. Will they spend anything to help him after they did everything to tear him down? Because there's another election coming up in December where he has to run against a Democrat. I want to get back to what we were talking about in terms of the abuse of technology real briefly here. And, you know, we were talking about this attitude that they have in New York City. We're going to put up these massive towers. And again, when I look at those videos of that, I mean, you've got to take a look at the video. It's unbelievable. These things are as big as a, as tall as a street lamp. And they're these wide things, really wide as well. And, it's just amazing. And nobody can get $100 million they're going to spend, and nobody can get any answers as to what they think. There you go. If you're looking at this, look at how big that is. It's incredible. And they're putting them up everywhere. And it's like, don't worry about it. None of your business. Forget about it. It's Homeland Security. We're going to keep you safe from the terrorist here. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Who are the terrorists? What happens when our government becomes the terrorists? As we pointed out, when I talked to CIA whistleblower John Kiriakou, I said, people look at this and they say, all right, do whatever you need to do to get those terrorists. You got to pull out their fingernails or whatever. Besides the fact that that doesn't work, and we don't have the phony scenario that was sold to us by Hollywood in 24, you know, telling us that, hey, we got 24 hours, we got the ticking time bomb thing. That's not what this is about. They never used it like that. They're trying to get your consent for this. And if we allow our government to become the terrorist, if we allow and sanction our government to do the types of things for which, just at the end of World War II, we executed Japanese officers for doing the same sort of thing. But you point this out and you expose it as John Kiriakou did at the CIA. He's the one who goes to jail. Nobody else went to jail. They even tried a lawsuit to try to get information about this because the government put a lid on everything, just like they do these towers that they're putting in New York City. They put a lid on everything. You're not allowed to know anything about this. Anybody blows a whistle, they send you to jail. So then some people came up and they did a civil rights lawsuit. That got shut down with an out-of-court settlement. And so we're not going to get any discovery from that. The only thing they're going to know about it is what that courageous man who went to jail for telling us about it, John Kiriakou, told us. And you have to be concerned when the government assumes these types of powers. They're far more dangerous than a terrorist who just hates us and doesn't have the competency to create a bomb in a bucket, what we just saw on the London Tube. This is a guy who wanted to kill everybody on the train, but he wasn't competent. But our government is very competent. They have a big budget, and they know how to create very destructive weapons. And that's what we should be more concerned about than these hateful teenagers that we open up our borders to and let come into this country. We need to be more concerned about a virulent terrorist government that has surfaced in the wake of 9/11. But let's look at some of the technology here that we trust in. iPhone X's facial recognition is not for children under 13, says Apple. Why? Because it can't distinguish between faces of young children. They said especially between brothers and sisters. So it isn't going to work for brothers and sisters. It isn't going to work for young children. But they say, don't worry, it's better than the fingerprint reader that they had. The fingerprint reader had a 1 in 50,000 chance that somebody else could open your phone, but it's only 1 in a million for facial recognition. And as I pointed out before, when this thing was first released, I said, well, you know, we got 7 billion people around the globe as the worldwide population. So if only 1 in a million can open it up, that means there's 7,000 other people who can open up your phone because the iPhone X thinks they look exactly like you. And those 7,000 people are most likely going to be living near you. You know, there was an application we used to have, our Asian friends back in North Carolina, they pointed it out to me. They said there was a website. It was called All Look Same. And the idea was, and they couldn't tell either, the idea was they would show you faces of people and you had to pick what country they were from. Were they from Japan? Were they from China? Were they from Korea? Were they from Vietnam? You couldn't look at the faces and tell which country they were from because all look same. And so what's going to happen is when it says, okay, well, there's 7,000 other people that look like you, they're all going to be in the same general area. And that's why we talk about regional areas. So there's going to be 7,000 other Asians that are going to look like you, and they're most likely going to be living near you as well. But this is the reliance on technology. Just as we're going to the break, talking about how the Navy is now going to go back to compasses and to pencils to avoid collisions at sea. Good. Good. We've had people come back and say, we're going to go to paper ballots because we don't trust putting the election on computers. And that is excellent news. That is the only good thing to come out of all this nonsense from Hillary Clinton and James Clapper, lying to people and saying the Russians hacked the election, when they never meant that the Russians got into the computerized election systems and started flipping numbers there. That can be done. It can be done very easily. And we've seen that illustrated over and over again. But since they hammered this into everybody's mind, now people think that's maybe what really happened. It wasn't a hack at all. They weren't even suggesting that. They were using that, misappropriating that term, hack. But now people are waking up to the real danger. The thing that is far more concerning even than the fake voters is that somebody can hack the machines, hack the system, change the votes. We need to go back to paper ballots, and we need to have paper backup, human backup. We don't want to turn our lives over to the machines. They've already won, but we can still take this back. It is a Terminator-level fight to keep control of our cars, even. Stay with us. I'm David Knight.
Thousands of years ago, there was a basic form of chivalry. Our ancestors would hear the drums of war, giving the warriors of the tribe a chance to organize and prepare a defense. 60 years ago, when foreign air forces were approaching filled with bombs, they had drums of their own, air raid sirens. But in the 21st century, there are silent weapons for quiet war. Pathogens added to the food and water and to the lining of plastics that destroy our vitality, turn off our hormones, and accelerate our journey towards death. I personally counter this onslaught with Anthroplex. Anthroplex is designed with known organic concentrated herbs to create the basic foundation to normal metabolic activity inside the human body. Discover why Anthroplex is turning so many heads today. It's time for us to take our bodies back into our own hands, and it starts at InfoWarsLife.com with Anthroplex.
Joe Biggs here with InfoWars.com with some patriotic quotes by Ron Paul. The most basic principle to being a free American is the notion that we as individuals are responsible for our own lives and decisions. We do not have the right to rob our neighbors to make up for our own mistakes. Neither does our neighbor have any right to tell us how to live, so long as we aren't infringing on their rights. Freedom to make bad decisions is inherent in the freedom to make good ones. If we are only free to make good decisions, then we are not really free. Liberty is lost through complacency and a subservient mindset when we accept or even welcome automobile checkpoints, random searches, mandatory identification cards, and paramilitary police in our streets. We have lost a vital part of our American heritage. America was born of protest, revolution, and mistrust of government. Subservient societies neither maintain nor deserve freedom for long.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
It's not just our water we need to filter. It's not just our food that needs to be clean. It's the air we're breathing, especially for our children. The artificial particulates, the chemicals, is absolutely weighing down our immune systems. The same team based right here in America that brought you the Alexa Pure groundbreaking water filtration systems have now developed Alexa Pure Breeze. Whether it's your home or office, you owe it to yourself, your coworkers, your family, your children to do the best job you can to purify your air. The elite are masters at poisoning our environment while themselves doing things that mitigate or avoid most of the toxic effects for themselves. The general public doesn't. The Alexa Pure Breeze would be a steal at $300, $400, $500. One of these systems can keep 800 square feet incredibly clean. This is a system I'm personally putting in throughout my house, replacing older, more expensive filters that didn't do as good a job. Find out why this system is so revolutionary today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back to the Real News. I'm David Knight, and we're going to get back to some news. We've got a lady being dragged off of another plane. This is the world in which we live. It's very illustrating, again, of the attitude that we are nothing, that we have no human dignity, that the officials can do with us as they wish. We are not allowed to raise any questions or to get any answers. And if we do so, we will get the jackboot in the face. Like I've said before, they have a brave new world that they're giving to our children, trying to sexualize them, trying to get them hyped up on drugs. If you're not willing to go into that and just be taken out of the picture with this kind of hedonistic distraction that they give you, if you start to ask questions, if you start to look at what they're doing, you get the 1984 treatment. So I got two classes and two levels of treatment here in society. Well, this is the lady who got the 1984 treatment. We're going to take a look at that in just a moment, tell you what happened there. Before we do, real quickly, what supports this program and what supports InfoWars and has for years are the products that we sell, and we really do appreciate your support. That's what's allowed us to extend to 10 hours now broadcasting every day, beginning with this program at 8 a.m. Central Time, and then we have a four-hour broadcast with Alex Jones, and then we have the War Room for another 3 hours after that. And what allows us to do that and expand the operation is your support, and we really do thank you for that. And as part of the thank you, we do put big discounts on from time to time with some of our most popular products. One of those right now is Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix, and that is 50% off. You can get all the necessary vitamins, minerals, and amino acids in this very tasteful drink here. And again, you can add anything you want to make it taste the way that you want and quickly and easily take all the necessary vitamins, minerals, and amino acids. And that's now 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. We also have Secret 12, our vitamin B12 formula. It's liquid. You can get that 40% off now at InfoWarsStore.com. 25% off Oxy Powder. That's a way to eliminate harmful toxins from your intestinal tract to cleanse your body. Oxy Powder cleansing formula is now available at 25% off. And we have all Emmerich's Essentials packs are now 50% off. Things like bug repellent, sunscreen, lotion, deodorants, body washes, that sort of thing. That entire line of organic household products is now 50% off. And you can get 20% off just this week only on our Wake Up America coffee. We have two different blends. We have the Patriot blend and we have the immune support blend. Just choose which one you want and enter the checkout, the code WAKEUP at checkout to get 20% off. That's the code WAKEUP at checkout to get 20% off Wake Up America coffee. You pick which of the two blends you would like to have. Let's talk about this situation of somebody being dragged off of a plane again. They had some people who had dogs in the cabins. Maybe they were service dogs. I don't know. For somebody who had a who was blind or something like that, I'm not sure. But this is a 46-year-old college professor. She said that she asked for the two dogs to be removed. According to a witness, instead, they drug her off. Well, she's treated worse than a dog, I guess you could say. She was saying, what are you doing? She said, my dad has surgery tomorrow.
The guy, the officer behind her, wrapped his arms around her chest and said, walk. She said she had a life-threatening animal allergy. She said she had demanded an EpiPen and was uncooperative. The footage that you're looking there was taken by an L.A. resident who's 61 years old. He recorded the video. He was seated toward the back of the plane. He said passengers got very uneasy when the police showed up. He said it went from a very quiet conversation, and then suddenly it erupted into this big physical confrontation as they started to drag her off the plane because, you know, here in America, you don't have any rights. And they're not going to talk to you about this. And, you know, the way we see the airlines and the employees reacting to people just reminds me of, again, of East Germany. As I said before, William Binney said, we're not going to become the Stasi. We already are East Germany. We already are the Stasi. When you go back and you talk to people who lived in East Germany under that authoritarian regime, the people who lived there will tell you, hey, you know, everybody was really, really nice to me, you know, when you meet them on the street and everything. It was only when they got into their jobs that they got really belligerent and officious. Because, you know, they're all living under this regime, I think. I don't know, maybe this is just my guess, just my opinion. I think they're living under this system where they absolutely have no power, no freedom. Everybody starts to shove them around, and there is no appeal. There is no dialogue on anything. And so they essentially feel powerless until they get into their official position. And maybe that's just being the grocery store checkout clerk. And then they start pushing other people around. And then they can always call in the uniformed officers if you don't do what they say. That is the environment that we have created at the airports. And that is what our children are going to live in if we don't roll this back. Because they have put metal detectors, they put police walking the corridors with tasers. You know, we talked about the taser incident. We talked about 1,000 people dying from this non-lethal instrument tasers. We had an individual here, a kid, in just outside of Austin in Bastrop. There was a fight between a couple of people, and you can see it all on the cameras because, you know, we live in a surveillance state, so they got cameras on every inch of the school. And so there was a fight, and this third kid comes in and kind of breaks up the fight and everything, and then this big, fat security guard comes up, and he doesn't care what's going on. He sees this guy in the center, and he just tasers him. And the kid is not killed by it. Instead, the kid collapses on the floor, hits his head so hard that he was in a coma for months. I don't know if he's out of a coma now. I don't know if it was something that he ever gained consciousness from. And that's the way we live in America now. That's the way the kids are being trained in the schools so that when they graduate, they will be little worker bees for the multinational corporations, and they will not step out of line for the militarized police surveillance state. They're being trained right now in the schools, and we're all being trained in the airports to be obedient little slaves, treated worse than a dog. We're not going to have any discussion. We're just going to get drag people off the plane yet again. This one was on Southwest Airlines. But it is the entire air industry where you are treated like their slave. Michelle Obama is now scolding female Trump voters, and she's saying any woman who voted against Hillary Clinton voted against her own voice. We've heard that before, haven't we? Heard that from Hillary Clinton. You know, how dare you get out of this little paradigm that Hillary Clinton and Michelle Obama have created for you, where you have no identity except for the ones that they give you. You're not an individual who thinks for yourself. You are part of a group. And we'll tell you which group you're going to be in or whatever. Okay. So if you're black, you're supposed to vote for the Democrats. If you're female, you're supposed to vote for Hillary Clinton because she's running for president. How dare you oppose her policies? And I just want to remind you again that we had Barack Obama in this racist United States of America was elected twice to president. And a good example of people rejecting him, not because of his race, because, you know, he's half white, let's face it, okay? But because of his policies, because the guy was a full-on socialist. North Carolina voted for him in 2008, but they were so disgusted with what he did that they went all Republican 2 years later. But they can't accept that. Because they don't ever talk about policies. It's only simply about identity. And you got to have the right identity to win. All right, when we come back, we're going to talk to Dr. Bonner R. Cohen. We're going to talk about climate change and how it is even affecting the military. You won't believe it. Stay with us. I'm David Knight. This is Real News. We'll be right back.
Prepping for disaster and societal unrest has now gone so mainstream that even Realtor.com is writing about it. But the realtors are still embarrassed to cover the subject and eager to set themselves apart from what they call Uncle Travis's guns and canned foods militia vision of preparedness. Well, the ants may have the last laugh on the grasshoppers, but the grasshoppers will still sing the tune if they can make money. But maybe you don't have a Hollywood mansion where you can drop another $1 million to turn your home theater into a radiation-proof bunker. There are still very effective, low-tech, low-cost things you can do to prepare. In fact, even realizing that there's a need to prepare and doing anything to act on that realization increases your chances of survival. Things that you do to prepare for an Armageddon scenario will help you to weather storms, to absorb an economic shock, or to protect you from home invasion. Prepare for the worst-case scenario while you educate yourself and others and work for the best-case scenario. Get more information at InfoWars.com. I'm David Knight.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're finding the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out. Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Broadcasting from the great state of Texas, worldwide, it's David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News. I'm David Knight, and joining us now is Dr. Bonner R. Cohen. He's a senior fellow at the National Center for Public Policy Research. It concentrates on energy, natural resources, and international relations. He's also a senior policy advisor at the Heartland Institute. His articles have appeared in all the major publications, Wall Street Journal, Forbes, Investors Business Daily, New York Post, Washington Times, and on and on. He has been interviewed frequently on Fox News, CNN, BBC Worldwide, NBC, etc. And he has testified before the U.S. Senate Committees on Energy and Natural Resources and Environment and Public Works, as well as the U.S. House Committees on Natural Resources and Judiciary. He's the author of a couple of books, one of them about American mediation efforts in China. But we're going to talk to him about environmentalism. He calls it The Green Wave. That's one of his books. The Green Wave, Environmentalism and Its Consequences. But the main reason I wanted to get Dr. Cohen on was an article that he wrote that was on Heartland. House rejects amendments that would free the Pentagon from climate change policies. Isn't that interesting? Do you think about that? You think about how this is so pervasive that it even shut down our ability to defend ourselves based on so-called climate change. So joining us now is Dr. Bonner R. Cohen. Thank you for joining us, Dr. Cohen.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
Tell us a little bit about what's going on with this this article, the House rejecting amendments to free the Pentagon from climate change policies. What were they trying to do with these amendments? What is it how are the climate change policies affecting the Pentagon, or possibly affect it?
What certain representatives were trying to do was lift the shackles from the Department of Defense that had been imposed on it during the Obama administration. For example, one of the amendments that was put forward, and this was, I think, a deeply disturbing one, would have lifted the requirement that the Department of Defense go ahead with a taxpayer-funded report on the threat that climate change poses to national security. You would think that something like that would have been voted down in a Republican-controlled House. Not so. And the Democratic representative who favored continuing the report cited recent testimony by Defense Secretary James Mattis saying that climate change poses a real threat to American national security and that U.S. bases, some military bases, are at risk from rising sea levels. So with the testimony of Defense Secretary Mattis behind him, the Democrats were able to persuade just enough Republicans to continue funding the Pentagon report. Go ahead.
Yeah, so let me clarify this. So Defense Secretary Mattis is saying that our bases are going to be flooded because of rising sea levels because of climate change, right?
Yes, and you wonder where in the world did he get this information?
Maybe he got it from the other people in the Trump administration. I don't know. We got Rex Tillerson, we got Gary Cohen, we got all these different people who are pushing this nonsense.
You also have a mentality that is pretty widespread in the Department of Defense among career people there, as well as from some Obama era holdovers who are sadly still in place, that have bought the narrative and are spreading the narrative that man-made emissions of greenhouse gases are posing a serious threat, including a national security threat. I don't think that Mattis came up with this on his own. He obviously asked somebody. Unfortunately, he asked the wrong people. But it's a reflection of how successful the left has been in getting its message into not just our schools, not just our churches, not just the places where we're used to seeing them, not to mention the media. But they have also been successful in infiltrating, say, the Department of Defense, and where policies are in play in the name of combating climate change, which actually undermine U.S. national security, the very thing that Secretary Mattis said he wanted to protect.
So what are they going to do? Are they going to put emissions regulations on rockets or something? I mean, are they going to make our ships use electric batteries? Where's this leading here?
As absurd as it sounds, They're going to be something, they're going to be doing something or continue doing something very similar to that. Under the Obama administration, the Pentagon engaged on a program to purchase huge gobs of alternative fuels. Well, these alternative fuels are much more expensive than conventional fuels. Now, these fuels are for trucks, they are for ships, they are for aircraft carriers, they are for airplanes, they are for jet fighters, and what have you. And a 2015 Government Accountability Office report found that the alternative fuels that the Pentagon purchases cost nine times as much as conventional fuels. Repeat, nine times as much.
Let me guess, Dr. Cohen, the people who are supplying these alternative fuels that cost nine times as much are very well connected in Washington.
You betcha. once again, strike one up for the swamp. The swamp won.
Wow.
Because it's a reflection of the cronyism that is widespread in Washington, D.C. It's deeply ingrained. And here was an opportunity to redirect funds from a crony capitalist who had been supplying the Pentagon with ridiculously expensive fuels and redirect that money to military readiness, because that's what would have happened to those funds. But oh no, thanks in no small part to the testimony of Defense Secretary Mattis, that too was voted down. So we are now in the absurd situation that we are spending gobs of taxpayer money defending ourselves from a problem, man-made global warming, that climatological observations show conclusively does not exist.
Wow. Wow. How do we defend ourselves from this man-made global warming thing? That truly is a threat. I mean, we look at this exploding deficit. We look at the fact that the deficit is increasing at record amounts. Even though we have tax cuts on the table, nothing is being done to reduce spending. And of course, you're talking about these alternative fuels that are nine times, an order of magnitude higher than what they've been using before. I was not aware, previous to talking to you, that the insanity about so-called fossil fuels had spread to the military, but I guess it's to be expected.
Unfortunately, it's very entrenched there. In fact, Obama's Secretary of the Navy envisioned a great green fleet, and our taxpayers' money were going to be pumped into a great green fleet. Well, we can see that the great green fleet is going to be one very expensive operation, and the great green fleet that the Obama Department of Navy wanted to create, again, ironically, works against the very purpose for which the U.S. Navy was created, namely to provide for the security of sea lanes and to provide for our national defense in the naval context. But oh no, these things are sadly very much in place, and as I said, it's pretty widespread among the career people at the Department of Defense. You don't have climate experts there, but you do have people who have been influenced by the prevailing narrative. So if you tell a lie, no matter how preposterous, enough times, sadly, some people are going to start believing it.
Wow, that's absolutely amazing. And of course, when we're talking about a green fleet, what we're talking about is the color of money. That's really what we're talking about here. So we're going to be right back with Dr. Bonner Cohen breaking down the newest threat to our defense, politically correct, man-made climate change. What nonsense. I'm David Knight. This is Real News. We'll be right back.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure D deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo! That's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
Refresh your breath with Emmerich's Essentials Organic Mouthwash. Our formula is made from organic herbal ingredients to help stimulate the gums and provide a cleansing effect while adding a pleasant, refreshing taste. Emmerich's Essentials Mouthwash is non-GMO, certified organic, made without alcohol, chemicals, or other artificial ingredients such as flavors, fragrances, or dyes. The pure organic plant extracts are concentrated, containing antibacterial properties that work well to help tone gums and freshen your breath. This antiseptic mouthwash is a concentrated formula. You will need to dilute one part mouthwash to 10 parts water. Emmerich's Essentials Mouthwash is a great addition to your daily brushing routine. It is effective, yet gentle enough for the most sensitive gums and canker sores. Go organic today with Emmerich's Essentials. Visit InfoWarsStore.com to learn more. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News. I'm David Knight. It's Thursday, September 28, 2017. We're talking to Dr. Bonner Cohen. He just told us in the last segment about the inability of Republicans to take away some of the green madness that's been inflicted on us by the Obama administration. They want a green fleet for the Navy, and that means that they're going to use alternative fuels that are going to cost an order of magnitude more, nine times more money than they would spend on fossil fuels, which we have a lot of, and they're very cheap. We've talked about expensive, artificially inflated energy prices and how that affects the life expectancy of pensioners in Europe, as they can't have to make a decision whether they're going to buy food in some countries or whether they're going to buy heat.
or, you know, it costing more in the UK for the pensioners than they spend on their mortgages to just buy heat and electricity. But it has another effect on us as well, and that is on our defense and on our budget, wasting vast amounts of money. We've got something else that Dr. Cohen wanted to talk about, and that is the Obama administration's movement to have a contingency plan for small towns to make sure they can get the military very quickly into small towns. You're going to want to hear this. We're going to get back to him in just one moment. Real quickly, we have big sales at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink is 50% off. We have 50% off all Emmerich's Essential Packs. We have 20% off the Alexa Pure products, the air filter Alexa Pure Breeze, as well as the water filter Alexa Pure Pro. And right now, this week only, you can get an additional 20% off of Wake Up America Coffee. We have it in two different blends. We have the Patriot Blend, and we have the Immune Support Blend. You can get that 20% off of the Wake Up America Coffee at checkout when you enter the code WAKEUP. Again, that's 20% off Wake Up America Coffee at checkout when you enter the code WAKEUP. And we need to wake up. And to wake us up to the danger of what's going on here is Dr. Bonner Cohen. And again, he's a senior fellow at the National Center for Policy, Public Policy Research, also a senior policy advisor with the Heartland Institute. Dr. Cohen, tell us about this contingency plan for the military and small towns that was created by the Obama administration.
Actually, it was created not so much by the Obama administration, though the person writing the article may have been pressured by the Obama administration to do it, but it was created actually by the U.S. Army. Mm-hmm. During the Obama administration, a certain Colonel Kevin Benson, U.S. Army, wrote an article for an Army publication called Small Arms Warfare, in which he argued for creating contingency plans to send troops into small towns across the United States that were under the control of Tea Parties.
Hmm. Yeah, is that the one that was talking about a scenario in South Carolina? People rising up?
I think they used the scenario in South Carolina, but my guess is something like this had been in the works all along. They were simply waiting for some incident to come along to exploit, to finally put out a report, and they found a cooperative colonel to come up and do this. And he may be a general now, for all I know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think, Dr. Cohen, when we saw the rapid movement of the military in terms of putting surplus equipment, especially the big equipment like the MRAPs and other things like that. But it wasn't just simply limited to that. Starting to deploy that into these tiny towns, everybody's saying, what in the world is going on? We got this tiny New Hampshire town and they're putting this giant mine-resistant armored personnel carrier here. Why are they doing that? Why are they putting that under police control? And I said at the time, I believe that they were putting assets in place so that they could then just move the troops in, because when they would quote unquote give these things to these small towns, it was kind of like a white elephant. They would give them this very expensive piece of equipment and tell them, well, you don't actually own it. We retain ownership of it. You have to, however, at your expense, maintain it and keep it ready. And so it's like all they're doing is putting these things in advanced placement, telling these local small towns, you got to maintain this equipment, so that when we come into your small town, we can just take it over and use it. I mean, do you think that's part of what was going on with
this? Kind of a prepositioning, mm-hmm. to use the military term, is what they were doing. Most of these small towns, of course, have to deal with double parking, speeding tickets, passing out speeding tickets, the occasional break-in, who knows, a bank robbery every couple of years, and that's about it. And for the kinds of things that they customarily have to deal with, you do not need heavy military equipment. And having a program that prepositions these things is something that really should frighten all Americans, because it shows the extent to which the Obama administration was prepared to go in stifling dissent.
Yes, absolutely.
And this was all. These things don't happen in isolation. They're part of a larger thing. These people, you can say what you will about them, but they think big, and they think holistically. And they have an agenda that they want to impose, and they also have a pretty good idea how to impose it. And these are the kinds of things that that we saw throughout the Obama administration. As I said, it is quite this, the kind of mentality we're talking about is quite widespread throughout the federal bureaucracy, and they know full well that if you're going to be deal with problems at the local level, then you have to insert a federal influence there, and you can do that by prepositioning the equipment that the local authorities really don't need or want, but you make them maintain it, and it's ridiculous.
You know, it's interesting, when all of this stuff was happening, they tried, as everybody was becoming aware of the fact they're putting all of this very heavy, inappropriate equipment into these different police departments. We also had a situation, there had been a program that had gone back to the end of World War II where they had given a lot of this type of equipment to rural fire departments.
Right.
And at the same time where they were going crazy trying to push all this military equipment into the small towns, they were shutting it down for the fire departments. And the rural small town fire departments really had a need for that equipment because they were the ones who were on the front lines of these big wildfires that would happen. And they needed to be able to get in there, but they didn't have the financial resources in their town to buy this stuff. So the government after World War II is giving them a big heavy equipment that they could use to fight these fires, and they shut it down. But what happened was they had the local fire departments who were a lot of volunteer fire departments. They were very politically active. They got on the phone to their senators and they got that turned around within a month. But I thought that was a very telling thing that they would shut that program down while they're trying to preposition assets in all these small towns for the police, where they really, as you point out, have absolutely no need for it.
That's right. And where there was a need, particularly in the West, which is prone to gigantic wildfires, thanks in no small way to policies that have been in place for far too long at the U.S. Forest Service that allows combustion to build up.
Yes, because they don't take out the deadwood. Exactly.
That's exactly right. So the whole thing is completely predictable. You know what's going to happen. And so there, you really need this equipment. So what was decided to do? Deny these small town fire departments the equipment that they demonstrably needed and give them equipment they don't
yes.
want.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, there was a third part of that puzzle that also very concerned me a great deal. And that was the asymmetric warfare centers that we see happening where they had models of small town America, or they had models of cities. And Joe Biggs and I, as reporters, we went to AP Hill and they had an asymmetric warfare center there and they let us in. There was just one guy there because they were not doing training at the time. We walked in there and it was a small American city and they had signs that said First in Maine and they had all the local transportation stuff there. It was very frightening to see our government preparing to fight a war on American streets as they're prepositioning assets and with these police and then removing assets that could have been used to fight fires.
Yes, and the warfare that they were preparing to carry out was against us.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Yeah, no doubt about that. No doubt about that when you look at it. Again, going back to that article you were referencing, you know, it was a Tea Party that was the enemy in that scenario. And so when you put all of those things together, you know, they've got scenarios that they're talking about where the enemy is the conservatives, the Tea Party. They have models where they're training. And as I said, you know, we train to fight where we're going to fight. So they create models of cities, models of rural towns, and various, I think it was Camp Lejeune, where they had a model of a rural area. The one that we went to was really a urban area where they were training to fight. And then putting these things out there, it's a very frightening scenario, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And it is to be hoped that the Trump administration recognizes the seriousness of the problem and turns it around. The Trump administration has done a fine job in doing away with a lot of the Obama-era regulations. But
we'll certainly hope that they wake up to the danger of and the expense of these alternative fuels and the insanity of, before you know it, we'll have electric cruisers maybe. I don't know. I mean, it doesn't make any sense, but none of this does. Thank you for joining us, Dr. Bonner Cohen.
Well, thank you.
And we'll be right back.
As
most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop Caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalists. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your Caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Dr. Group, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff. There's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLive.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
In Texas, it's David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News. I'm David Knight. It's kind of interesting. We're seeing a lot of talk now about Puerto Rico. And as Breitbart's John Nolte points out, CNN is trying to use fake news to turn Puerto Rico into Trump's Katrina, trying to say that he hasn't done enough, hasn't done it quickly enough. And, of course, what they're centering around is the idea that we have this thing called the Jones Act. I don't know if you've heard about this or not, but, of course, that's what is now becoming their focus. Why won't Trump waive the Jones Act to help Puerto Rico? Well, what is the Jones Act? It was something that was put in 1920. It was there to essentially buy American, because there were, what they said in the Jones Act, they said if you're going to ship products from one American port to another American port, you're going to use American-owned and operated vessels. So they put that in 1920, when we really thought that we should have economic nationalism. And so that is something that's really kind of a core value of President Trump, economic nationalism. So they're saying, however, that this is delaying and making it more expensive for them to get goods into Puerto Rico because everything has to be shipped to Puerto Rico. It's not like it is when we have a disaster on continental United States where people can drive in replacement power poles or they can drive in replacement generators or put them on trains or whatever and get them over ground transport. Everything has to be shipped to Puerto Rico. That's one of the reasons that it's taking so long to get them back up. The other reason is that the government there has been bankrupted by welfare state and they have been the operators of the power infrastructure there, and they basically let it get into a very poor state even before this happened. If you remember, the previous hurricane that came through, Irma, the one that skirted the island, we talked to an individual there who had been in part of a InfoWars contest here. I think he was a runner-up in the contest. And we called him, and he said, yeah, it just hit part of the island. It didn't hit us directly, but we lost power for a while. We haven't lost cell phone coverage, but he said, we lose power all the time here in Puerto Rico. It's kind of a joke. He says it's constantly going out and going out for a very long time. Now it is totally wiped out. He said the one thing that they did have and continued to have was cell phone coverage. Now you see the pictures of people standing on trucks and holding their phones up in the air trying to get some kind of a cell phone connection, because even the part of the infrastructure that was always working, the cell phones, has been taken out in Puerto Rico. So there's some major issues. They're trying to do what they can. They will probably, I imagine, waive this and do anything that they can to try to get this through. But now we have we got CNN trying to turn this into Katrina, even though there was great response and support, and they, from most of the reports, the federal government didn't get too much in the way, because that's the key thing about the federal government is when it gets in the way, when it gets in the way of all the people who are trying to help each other. We just talked to Steve Pachinik yesterday about what happened in the area of Florida where he lives as people came together. They helped each other, and that's what we have seen over and over again. I've reported on that, how sometimes the biggest obstacle, frequently the biggest obstacle, is FEMA or organizations like the Red Cross, as we had reported in Houston, where people brought in hot meals, and the people were hungry. They hadn't eaten for 24 hours, and the Red Cross says, no, got to go through us. Got to have this go through the – we got a process here. We got a procedure here. They interceded. They took all those meals. And they put them on ice. They were hot meals. Put it on ice. Here's another example. This is in Florida. A food truck giving free food to hurricane workers kicked out of the town for not having a permit. This is a guy, Jack Roundtree, who owns Triple J Barbecue Food Truck. He arrived in Green Cove Springs, Florida, and said he was welcome with open arms. People were desperate to buy his product. And he would sell them the product, and he was using the extra money to feed the utility workers there for free. He was just giving free food to the utility workers, and he was selling it to the other people. Then the local authorities came in, and they shut him down. Had a similar story in Florida where a guy reported, said, hey, we had our fences down. We were repairing it. It was just hours after a guy shows up from local government. He says, are you here to help? No. I'm here to cite you because your fence is down. It's like, are you kidding me? Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Police departments across the country are now using an invasive surveillance tool called Stingrays, which use cell phone towers to intercept phone calls and text messages without warrants. The technology comes courtesy of the FBI, who have forced our nation's police departments into signing non-disclosure agreements, forbidding them from publicly talking about the technology. Needless to say, this is a direct violation of our Fourth Amendment, and they have no legal authority for warrantless stingray spying, where we now know that police are collecting information on thousands of innocent people who are not even suspected of any crimes. Once again, more evidence that the police state isn't coming, it's already here. This is Darren McBreen, and I invite you to join the resistance. Infowars.com.
It's the real news. Live from the Infowars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News. I'm David Knight on this Thursday, September 28th, 2017. Just talking about what was going on in Puerto Rico. Here's what's going on in Brazil. Brazilian police have stumbled into a cocaine workshop with robots packing 150,000 cocaine baggies per day. There you go. I guess that's the disruption of automation. And it's kind of interesting. This is a story from Zero Hedge. And they said, perhaps this is why Brazil's cocaine prices have suffered such deflationary collapse. And they've got a chart here of cocaine prices by country. Australia is really expensive. New Zealand, almost as expensive there. We're kind of in the middle of the pack. Our cocaine is $50 to $75, depending on whether you're getting normal cocaine or luxury cocaine. I don't know what luxury cocaine is. I don't know what that is. But anyway, it's about $50 to $75. What's that? It's uncut. Uncut. Okay. It's clean cocaine. Oh, so the other stuff is dirty? I don't know. Okay, so we got our resident expert on cocaine there in this giving us instructions on what this is. I don't know. How do you know all that stuff? Okay, he grew up in the 80s. There we go. Okay, so
the cut is just has real bad chemicals in it. It's
great. Oh, okay. When they cut it, they contaminate with chemicals. Well, you know, kind of like our food. I guess we get cut food. The luxury food is what the people in Silicon Valley serve their employees. They make sure they get nice, clean stuff. But anyway, so you can get your luxury or your regular cocaine, $50 to $75 here in the U.S., but it's about, it's only about $5 to $10, looks like at this chart. I'm kind of roughing it out. In Brazil, and maybe that's because they've got robots packing it. There you go. 150,000 cocaine baggies per day. I would think that the U.S. would have a lower price because we got an edge on the supply having taken over Afghanistan. No, I'm sorry. That's opioids. See, I don't know much about drugs. I know a lot about prohibition. I don't like prohibition because it destroys our legal system. I don't know much about drugs. I always get cocaine and opioids confused. So I guess we don't have an edge there. One other thing before we get to the tax program I want to talk about, and this was a story that had crossed my mind the other day. I saw this on Mint Press. And as we're getting upset about the nuclear tests that North Korea is saying that they're going to do out in the ocean, because they've done some nuclear tests underground. They exploded what we believe to be an H-bomb based on the magnitude of the seismic explosion. And we know that it was a bomb because we can tell the difference between a bomb explosion underground, a nuclear test underground, and we can tell the difference between that and a natural earthquake. It's very easy to look at the seismic envelope and know what that is, and also the magnitude. We can kind of tell the yield of the bomb. Now they're saying they're going to do one in the Pacific, right out on the ocean. And you remember, we did that a lot. Now they bombed, they stopped the open-air treaties in doing that. But I also remember, because I talked to some people who were run off of their land that was adjacent to Area 51 out in Nevada, and they talked about what they had suffered at the hands of the U.S. government doing nuclear tests in Nevada. I mean, when I was out there covering the Bundy Ranch standoff, they had pictures in the hotels. You could see Las Vegas with all the neon and the neon cowboy who's waving howdy all the time. You've seen that picture. And in the background, you see the mushroom cloud. Now people know how harmful that is. They had American soldiers that were lined up and used as guinea pigs. They continue to do that for all sorts of things to American soldiers. Unfortunately, now it's kind of vaccines. It's really, they use them as guinea pigs for the most part. But they were doing this close to that family's ranch, and they would not even give them any warning that they were going to do a nuclear test. So before we get all upset about this and decide that we have to then use this as a basis to attack North Korea, let's just kind of chill out about this. It's not the basis of going to war to do something like that. Let's talk about healthcare a little bit before we get to taxes, because these were the two big issues. And although we got some half-hearted measures from the House and from the Senate, nothing that really made any difference, things that were going to consolidate the mandates and so forth. We now have something that may move this a little bit. But let's play Senator Cassidy. He's whining about the fact that they weren't able to get their version of Obamacare light through. Here's what he had to say.
We've made the decision, since we don't have the votes, we will postpone that vote. Okay. Am I disappointed? Absolutely. It is a disappointment for myself. Just today, there is an eHealth.com report that the average family of three making $82,000 a year, 401% of federal poverty level, will be paying $29,000 per year for their policy, which means officially, according to the ACA, they cannot afford. That isn't just a few families. It is the average family of three making $82,000 a year. And when folks spoke that we didn't define affordability, well, the ACA has a definition for affordability, and no one can afford it.
Yeah, let's talk about what we're going to do. They don't want to get rid of Obamacare. We had the Republicans who campaigned on it. We had the Republicans who even voted to repeal it. And then when they had the chance to actually do that, they changed their votes, didn't they? we're going to have to replace the rhinos before we replace Obamacare. And that's why I'm so hopeful about what we first saw on Tuesday night with Judge Roy Moore. We are going to replace those rhinos, and I think that's the first order of business. We need to get people in there who understand free market, who aren't going to give us some kind of control of our health care from Republicans in Washington, or have our health care controlled from the various state capitals. I don't want to have my health care controlled and dictated to me by the government. The federal government has no constitutional authority to do that. And I expect that man you see there on the monitor right now, Roy Moore, to make that case very strongly. You do not have the constitutional authority to control my health care in any way, shape, or form. You do not have the constitutional authority to mandate that I buy products from a private company. But they got around that by calling it a tax. And so we're going to talk about the tax reform. But before we get to that, there's a report from CNN Money saying that Trump intends to sign executive order on health care next week. And President Trump said, I'll probably be signing a very major executive order where people can go out, cross state lines, do lots of things, and buy their own health care, and that will probably be signed next week. They said Trump seems to be backing a health insurance reform that's been pushed by Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky. Paul opposed the Senate repeal bill. He opposed this Obamacare light. He wants insurers to be allowed to sell policies across state lines and for people to be able to form groups that would buy coverage. And this is what Mike Considine, the association's CEO, the Association, the National Association of Insurance Commissioners, said, as a general matter, health insurers already have the ability to sell insurance in multiple states as long as they comply with state consumer protection and licensing laws, which they already do. Well, I find that interesting because, you know, we have Blue Cross Blue Shield, and they have a different organization in every state. So you think that they can't comply with the licensing laws in the various states? Why can't you just buy this across state lines? And, of course, the Commerce Clause was there to stop barriers to competition erected by states. I think they ought to be able to do that. It's not like they're selling why do the states have to have this myriad amount of regulation? It's overregulated at the state level. What the federal government should do is take away some of those restrictions, some of those regulations, and allow them to compete across state lines. We can make that decision ourselves. If we don't like what they're selling, we don't have to buy it. Rand Paul said he supports association health plans that would allow small businesses that belong to a trade or professional association pooled together. It would also allow them to better leverage discounts and free them from mandates in specific states. And we could put deductions for health care in the tax code, except it looks like they're going to go away altogether. Stay with me. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight with Real News.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
It's not just our water we need to filter. It's not just our food that needs to be clean. It's the air we're breathing, especially for our children. The artificial particulates, the chemicals, is absolutely weighing down our immune systems. The same team based right here in America that brought you the Alexa Pure groundbreaking water filtration systems have now developed Alexa Pure Breeze. Whether it's your home or office, you owe it to yourself, your coworkers, your family, your children to do the best job you can to purify your air. The elite are masters at poisoning our environment while themselves doing things that mitigate or avoid most of the toxic effects for themselves. The general public doesn't. The Alexa Pure Breeze would be a steal at $300, $400, $500. One of these systems can keep 800 square feet incredibly clean. This is a system I'm personally putting in throughout my house, replacing older, more expensive filters that didn't do as good a job. Find out why this system is so revolutionary today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Perfect for face and body, this natural, unscented sunscreen can be worn at all times of the day whenever you need sun protection. We source ingredients from nature, producing a product free of harmful chemicals and toxins. This natural lotion contains 21% zinc oxide, which is the largest particle size used, and we do not use nanoparticles. The larger the particle, the safer it is for your body. The organic oils help hydrate the skin, leaving it nice and smooth. The truly natural, fragrance-free sunscreen for the most sensitive skin. Emrix Essentials wants you to enjoy the sun and strives to bring you organic products to enhance your life. Naturally protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new SPF 30 sunscreen lotion.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
At this point in time, what are the details? What will it mean for you? And what are the likely, what's the likelihood of it passing? We're going to get into all of that coming up next. We've got a little bit more to talk about this executive order on health care that may be coming, that has been tipped. President Trump says he's going to sign some kind of executive order in the next week or so. And it sounds like he's talking about Senator Rand Paul's plan. And, of course, Rand Paul is also saying, I think there's going to be an announcement coming out of the White House. They've been talking about what they could do in terms of giving us some more flexibility in what we can buy. That's a very small piece of the puzzle, but it is an important piece of the puzzle, nevertheless, that needs to be in there for us to get away from mandates and back to markets, to have us have ownership of our plans. We need to have some way to fund this. I don't see that. Hopefully that'll show up in the tax program. I don't see anything in the tax program, however, that would allow us to have some kind of a tax credit or health savings account. I've seen absolutely nothing about that, unfortunately. And at the same time, they're starting to move away from the itemized deduction, whereas where you can get a little bit of a deduction if you have very big health care expenses relative to your income. You get a little bit of that if you itemize. But this is a trend that's been going on for a long time. And so it's got the Democrats so upset. This is a trend that isn't something that just started with this tax plan. This is something that's been going on through Obama, through Bush, and so forth. The move away from an itemized deduction towards a standardized deduction. People look at it and say this is part of a simplification of the tax plan. But nevertheless, it is a trend, whether you like it or not. We're going to talk about that in just a moment. Before we do, real quickly, we have some big sales at InfoWarsStore.com. For limited time only, we have 50% off Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink. We have 40% off Secret 12. That's our vitamin B12 formula. We have 25% off Oxy Powder. And we have 50% off, and this has been on for a while. I don't think it's going to last much longer, off of all Emmerich's essentials. And these are things like sunscreen, bug repellent. And understand that like these other products that we sell, we take out the bad stuff, like take bug spray, for instance, bug repellent. We don't use DEET. DEET is a very dangerous chemical, and anything you put on your skin is going to make its way into your skin. So our sunscreen, we have large particle things that are not going to be easily absorbed, and our bug spray does not have DEET in it. Instead, it has all natural organic chemicals that bugs don't like the smell of. They don't like the way it tastes, so it's not going to be anything that's going to harm you. You can find all those Emmerich's essentials. There are organic household products, 50% off. And finally, we have, for this week only, 20% off Wake Up America coffee. We have two different blends of Wake Up America coffee. We have the Patriot blend, and we have the Immune Support blend. And you can get 20% off at checkout when you enter the code WAKEUP. Again, that's 20% off Wake Up America coffee, both blends, at checkout when you enter the code WAKEUP. Let's take a quick look at a little bit more details of what this executive order that has been tipped may be coming soon. President Trump tipped it. We also had Senator Rand Paul getting on MSNBC yesterday, saying that President Trump intends to respond to the failure of the Graham-Cassidy Obamacare repeal legislation by taking executive action to enact Rand Paul's Associated Health Plans health care reform proposal. Paul said, I think there's going to be some big news from the White House in the next week or so as something they can do on their own, because Congress is not going to do anything. They like this. They were a part of this every bit as much as the Democrats were. This is something I've been advocating, says Rand Paul, for 6 months. I think it's bigger than Graham Cassidy. It's bigger than any reform that we've even talked about to date, but it hasn't gotten enough attention. I believe President Trump can legalize on his own the ability of individuals to join a group or a health association across state lines and buy insurance. This would give enormous leverage to bringing down prices, and it would also give protection to individuals that feel left out, that feel hung out to dry. If you or your spouse buy insurance by yourselves and your spouse gets sick, you will be punished by the insurance industry. If these individuals can join large groups across state lines, I think they'll get protection, they'll get less expensive insurance, and really it will solve a lot of the problems we have in the individual market. I believe President Trump's going to do this on his own. Paul believes the reform does not require congressional approval, as authority for it already exists in a thing called the Employee Retirement Income Security Act. That permits multi-state corporations. See, the big corporations can already do this. They carve out exemptions for the big corporations for everything. The big corporations, multi-state corporations, can already buy insurance across state lines. It's just you, the small business, you, the individual, who can't do that. And so Rand Paul says, let's do it. And it sounds like President Trump says, yeah, let's do it. We can. He says, what I'm trying to do is to let individuals get into that marketplace. This would be an enormous benefit. Yes, it would. Absolutely would. And so let's take a look at the tax reform. And we've got, let's understand, too, that the essence of the IRS, as we go into this, the essence of the IRS is that it's not just a collection agency for the Federal Reserve. They were created at the same time. But it is also a weapon. President Nixon tried to use the IRS as a weapon. He didn't get away with it. He got impeached for it. It's one of the articles of impeachment. Obama successfully used the IRS as a weapon, just as the Obama administration used the National Surveillance State as a weapon against the Trump administration. That's the big story, the big story that has not come out yet. But let's talk about tax relief. Let's talk about rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic, because we're not talking about cutting any spending. We're just talking about making it a little bit more palatable for us. And, of course, we would all like to have a little bit of tax relief here. Here's President Trump's comments.
We're going to cut taxes for the middle class, make the tax code simpler and more fair for everyday Americans, and we are going to bring back the jobs and wealth that have left our country, and most people thought, left our country for good. We want tax reform that is pro-growth, pro-jobs, pro-worker, pro-family, and yes, tax reform that is pro-American.
And again, he went on to say this is a revolutionary change. The biggest winners will be the middle-class workers as jobs start pouring into our countries. Understand that when they talk about the fact that we're going to get some tax relief in the corporate tax rate, the Democrats hate that. But without that, you're not going to get more jobs created. The corporations understand what their costs are. And I'm reminded of a guy who did some custom workforce on a house that we built in North Carolina. He had been working in the yacht industry. This guy was a really good carpenter, a master carpenter. He lost his job. And he lost his job because of a luxury tax that was put on. The luxury tax stopped people from being able to buy yachts, and he lost his job. He was not a wealthy individual. He was just somebody who made stuff for wealthy individuals. You understand? They like to ridicule that as trickle-down economics. But what they do is they trickle down the pain. They trickle down the taxes. They trickle down the unemployment on all of us when they push through higher taxes. Nobody wins with higher taxes. Everybody wins when you cut taxes. Some people are going to win more than others, but everybody wins. It's a good thing for the economy to stop taxes. It's an even better thing to stop government spending. Nobody's talking about that. We'll be right back.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalist. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your Caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostagard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostagard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Information. It's your host, live and uncensored, David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News. I'm David Knight on this Thursday, September 28, 2017. Let's take a look at the Trump tax plan as far as we know so far. From the overall view, and we don't know where these rates are going to kick in. But they're talking right now about what rates they would have, but it's, of course, it's going to be the Congress that's going to say, well, starting at this dollar amount, you're going to have this rate and so forth. But a 20% corporate rate, this is up a little bit from the 15% corporate rate that President Trump had pushed for, but the current corporate rate is 35%, so it'd be a big discount. There's still going to be a lot of countries that have about half of that corporate tax rate. So just keep that in mind as a reference. A 25% rate for pass-through businesses who, instead of getting taxed at an individual rate for business profits, these are people who own their business, they would pay at the pass-through rate. They would eliminate some business deductions, some industry-specific incentives, and more. And so we'll have to see what's happening with that. Of course, that is part of the trend that I talked about, the elimination of itemized deductions to get a simplified tax fee here, a one-time tax, a one-time repatriation tax to try to get the big corporations to bring money back in. I'm really pretty mixed on this because, quite frankly, all of these companies like Apple that have been stashing money abroad, do we know that they're going to keep that money here? Do we know that they're going to invest that money here? It seems to me it's a big payoff for some of the big multinational corporations. I understand they're saying, well, we could get that capital back in this country. But these are the same companies that are going around and demanding massive subsidies. People like Apple and Amazon, people like Elon Musk especially, they come around and they say, well, you know, make it worthwhile for me. Of course, Elon Musk has gotten about $4 billion. We had Apple just get a concession from a Midwestern state, paying them $1 million or $2 million per employee. I forget which one it was. I know that they got $1 or $2 million, and then they turned around per employee that they were going to add there from that state, and they turned around and gave a chunk of cash to the Southern Poverty Law Center. So I can't remember what they were getting, $1 million for their employees and then giving SPLC $2 million, or they got $2 million for employee and turned around and gave around the SPLC $2 million. But I think they got $1 million per employee, and then they gave $2 million to the Southern Poverty Law Center. But anyway, that's the way that it works with these big corporations, so I'm not too happy about that. I know that something's been talked about a great deal. That was something that was part of the Trump agenda when he ran. Personal tax changes, they're going to change the bottom individual tax rate to 12%. It is currently now 10%, but they believe that it's going to include people who are in the 15% marginal tax bracket. So they're going to have fewer tax brackets. So they'll probably take the people that were making the income ranges that were at the 10% bracket plus the income ranges that were in the 15% tax bracket. They'll combine those into one tax bracket, charge at 12%, that type of thing. There's going to be a middle tax bracket, but they don't know what income levels that's going to be. A middle tax bracket of 25% and a top individual tax rate of 35%. The current rate is 39.6, so it's about 40% almost. So they're going to save about 4.5% at the top range. But then they're going to take the standard deduction and they're going to double that. And that's what we're saying. They're going to eliminate most itemized deductions and they're going to give you a bigger standard deduction. They say about the only deduction that's going to be preserved in itemized deductions is going to be for charitable gifts and home mortgage interests. So they're not going to give you anything for health care, health insurance. You don't get much now. You can't deduct any health care insurance out of your income. Isn't that interesting? It's so important that we have health insurance, but they won't let us deduct it when we pay for it ourselves. Would they be lying to us about how they see that this is a priority? And of course, if you have massive health insurance, health care costs, even if you itemize, not everybody has enough itemized deductions that they can even do it. But if you can use a Schedule A and itemize, you are going to have the first, depending on your age, you're going to have the first 7 to 10% excluded of your adjusted income. And then you're going to be able to deduct some of that if you itemize, only if you itemize. They should be giving us tax credits when we buy health insurance, tax credits for health care. They ought to do it in the form of a health care fund that you can do and that you can set aside. That was one of the things that was in President Trump's proposal when he was running for president, to allow us to have health savings accounts that we could use to have purchasing power in a free market. But of course, we're a long ways from having a kind of a free market in healthcare. That's the only thing that we see now is this removing the restrictions of purchasing and across state lines. Then they would also eliminate the estate tax. And this is something that really gets the Democrats upset, eliminating the death tax. Understand that it is not simply a tax for the wealthy. This is something that really affects small businesses. It wipes them out. It affects small farms. It makes people who have small farms have to sell their farms, frequently under distress, because they've got to do it very quickly because of tax issues, because they don't have the cash to pay a massive death tax on the farm when they pass along. So they got to put it up for sale. It's in principle, I disagree with the estate tax because of that, and I think it should be gotten rid of, and I think it's a great thing. It's always, Republicans always take it out, the Democrats always put it back in. And put this in the context of the record taxes that have been collected through August of this year. This is at the top of the Drudge Report, saying that they have had a record total tax revenues for the first 11 months of this fiscal year. They have brought in just under $3 trillion in taxes, and they have spent $3.6 trillion, leaving a deficit of $600 billion. It continues to go up. And what they're going to do is they're going to have a $6 trillion tax cut. So that deficit is going to start to climb at an ever faster rate. See, if we don't have spending cuts, and nobody's talking about that, right? That's real unpopular. Spending cuts. It's hard enough to get the Democrats to get behind tax cuts. Everybody wants to see their taxes cut, but then they get into this politics of envy. But nobody is talking about cutting the welfare state. And as I've said before, it is the welfare state, and it is the understanding that there's going to be amnesty. The fact that you can come here, you don't have to go through a legal process. You can just come here. Nobody's going to send you home. They'll probably, at some point, when it gets to be a big problem, like it is right now, they'll say, oh, we're just going to forget about all that. We're going to grant amnesty to everybody. You can stay forever. So that's a magnet that pulls people in. The other thing that pulls them in is the welfare state. The welfare state. And if we don't stop the welfare state, whether we have illegal immigration and uncontrolled amounts or not, it will destroy this country. Here's an example of it. Okay, we've got the teachers demanding $3,200 from each Kentucky household in order to fund a teacher pension plan for just another 2 years. In Kentucky, their public pension funds are anywhere from $42 to $84 billion underfunded. So this is not a liberal blue state like Illinois. This is Kentucky. And they have a underfunding of their pension plans between $40 and $84 billion. And the Lexington Herald Leader says that Kentucky's 365,000 teachers and other public employees are now demanding that taxpayers contribute a staggering $5.4 billion, which works out to $3,200 for every household just for the pension plan over just a 2 year period. See, that's the bill of the dreamers. We cannot continue to educate everybody in the world at our expense and have any homes or anything left. Another example, Washington Examiner says $135 billion a year for illegal immigration that averages $8,075 each, and it is $25,000 in New York. They say the swelling population of illegal immigrants and their kids is costing American taxpayers $135 billion a year, the highest ever. That's for free medical care, for education, and that's the teachers that we're paying for and their pensions. Huge law enforcement bills, and it's the biggest in the states that are now complaining about this tax plan, and we'll tell you why when we come back. Stay with us.
Thousands of years ago, there was a basic form of chivalry. Our ancestors would hear the drums of war, giving the warriors of the tribe a chance to organize and prepare a defense. 60 years ago, when foreign air forces were approaching filled with bombs, they had drums of their own, air raid sirens. But in the 21st century, there are silent weapons for quiet war. Pathogens added to the food and water, and to the lining of plastics that destroy our vitality, turn off our hormones, and accelerate our journey towards death. I personally counter this onslaught with Anthroplex. Anthroplex is designed with known organic concentrated herbs to create the basic foundation to normal metabolic activity inside the human body. Discover why Anthroplex is turning so many heads today. It's time for us to take our bodies back into our own hands, and it starts at InfoWarsLife.com with Anthroplex.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Right freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Right is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Enjoy all natural bath and beauty products with Emmerich's Essentials. We are proud to bring you a collection of organic-based household products at InfoWarsStore.com, including non-nano SPF 30 zinc oxide sunscreen, DEET-free herbal bug spray, concentrated peppermint mouthwash, unscented body wash, tea tree shampoo, and long-lasting natural deodorant. Emmerich's Essentials is free of chemicals and toxins that may harm your body. We carefully select pure and simple ingredients to create formulas that are certified USDA made with organic. Our mission is to offer you everyday organic household products to enhance your life. Truly feel the difference by going organic natural without compromising on quality. Feel good about using Emmerich's Essentials. Start saving money and stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new Emmerich's Essentials line of organic products. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News. I'm David Knight. This is our last segment, and I want to get through the pushback against Trump's plan by the Democrats, why they're pushing back on this, and why it really boils down to the immigration issue and the high tax states. They're very upset about what is happening with this. Again, it is the simplification of the tax code and eliminating a lot of standard deductions. And one of the standard deductions that they're very upset about are the taxes that they pay. Now, they're saying this is something that's going to affect people throughout California. It's going to affect the rich people in California. We're going to talk about that in just one moment. Before we do, real quickly, I just want to remind you of the big sales we've got at InfoWarsStore.com. We have 40% off Secret 12. That's our vitamin B12 formulation. We also have 50% off vitamin mineral fusion formula. That's a way that you can take all your necessary vitamins, minerals, and amino acids, do it very easily in a drink format. You can flavor it any way you want. It's got a great flavor, but you can change that any way you want. It's easy to take. A 1 month supply in that, and it is 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We also have Oxy Powder. Great way to eliminate harmful toxins from your intestinal tract and to cleanse your body. That is now 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And we have all Emmerich's Essentials, our household organic products, 50% off. Our Wake Up America coffee is 20% off with the coupon code WAKEUP. Enter the coupon code WAKEUP at checkout to get 20% off either blend. That's the Patriot Blend or the Immune Support Blend coffee. Wake Up. The coupon code at checkout to save 20% off on our Wake Up America coffee. We're just talking about the spending side of this. And, of course, it is absolutely essential that they get tax cuts through. Absolutely essential. This has been promised by the Trump administration. Taxes are already too high, but spending is even higher. You know, if they don't get the tax cuts through, and there's been an expectation that began building on this as soon as President Trump was elected. So there's been a lot of people who have expanded their businesses, who have bought into the stock market and so forth. That is all going to get punctured if this doesn't happen. So there's a lot of pressure to get this done, to get it done this year. The Freedom Caucus chairman said this is a very aggressive time frame to try to get this done by when they want to have this done. They said there's only 32 days before Thanksgiving. They want to try to get this done before Thanksgiving. You know, Congress is not going to give up any of its vacation days. They're just not going to sacrifice that. Absolutely not going to do it for the country. Will not miss a single day of vacation. So they said this is a very aggressive deadline. Even for the people who support this, they said, oh, I don't know if we can get these guys moving. You know, they've had all this time to come up with a tax plan. They're just hitting the ground right now as if they had never even thought about it. Never even thought about it. Whereas businesses, people who are investing have been thinking about what had been mentioned for a long time. They've been building this into the economy. So there's a lot of expectations that are going to collapse. They're going to have a big bubble of expectation collapse if they don't get this done. So the pressure's on for them to do it. But even though these tax cuts are essential for the economy, even though they're essential politically for these people to do, can they get this done to save their political lives? Don't know. They got to take that vacation in Thanksgiving. Even though that is necessary, it is still a sugar high if you don't control spending. Remember when Clinton said, hey, it's the economy, stupid? Well, it's also the spending, stupid. We have a massive deficit. It's continued to climb, and it is getting worse. You heard it earlier in the program. I talked to Dr. Cohen, Dr. Bonner Cohen, and he was talking about the insanity in the Defense Department. Mattis is shutting down any consideration of climate change being brought into military purchases. So they're going out and they're buying alternative fuels for the Navy and spending 10 times as much for alternative fuels. This is a Cadillac government that is just spending us into oblivion, putting us into debt to the central bankers, putting us in debt to the Chinese, to the Saudis. It's just absolutely amazing. And it isn't going to get any better if we don't get immigration under control. I just talked to you about the $3,200 per household bill in Kentucky to fund the teacher pension plan there for another couple of years. That's a function of us saying anybody who wants to come into this country can come in and get a free education. And then we got this article from the Washington Examiner. I was talking about $135 billion a year for illegal immigration, which averages $8,075 each illegal immigrant. And so we're talking about DACA and we're talking about amnesty, and you have to understand this is going to be chain immigration. One way or the other, we know this is going to be chain immigration. The DACA program was, we should have called it Anchor Baby Plus. That's what Obama should have called it if he's going to be honest. It's the Anchor Baby plan with steroids, okay? Really doubling down on this. And so they're saying, you know, that this is for the free medical cares, for the educations, for the law enforcement bills, despite claims from pro-illegal immigration advocates that aliens pay a significant offsetting taxes back to federal, state, and local treasuries. The Federation for American Immigration Reform report tallied that only $19 billion made it back. So the net cost to taxpayers is $116 billion. And guess what? It's mostly coming from state and local governments, because we're the ones paying for the increased educational costs along with the law enforcement costs. So state and local governments are getting ravaged by the costs at over $88 billion. The federal government pays $45 billion for these illegal immigrants that are coming in. And so that gives you an idea why places like California and New York, the sanctuary states, are freaking out over this. Because they said President Trump's tax plan is going to hit Californians especially hard. They say the federal deduction for state and local taxes allowed Californians to reduce their taxable income by $101 billion in 2014, according to an analysis by the Tax Foundation. They say Republicans in Washington have once again zeroed in on California to punish us for being a sanctuary state and spending all this money profligately on all of these immigrants who are coming in and creating this high-spending state. They say they're going to make our state the single biggest loser in the reckless tax scheme. No, you're single biggest loser because of the way that you spend money. As the New York Post points out, the Trump tax plan will eliminate big perks for high-tax states. See, they get an incentive for it's not as painful for the people in California and New York to pay these really high taxes because they can deduct them from their federal taxes. As the New York Post points out, they say it would remove state and local income and property taxes as deductions on federal returns. And it would slam high-income New Yorkers. Ah, there we go. High-income New Yorkers. High-income Californians. They're the ones who are going to have these big deductions for income and for property taxes that they're paying at the state level. It's the wealthy who have supported this welfare state in New York and California who are going to be hurt the hardest. See, by doubling the standard deduction for the middle class, for the poor, most of them aren't going to be deducting taxes. They are going to be just going with a standard deduction. They're not going to file an itemized tax situation. And so that's why they're freaking out in New York and in California. They're saying, hey, we're going to be the wealthy here. All of these guys in Hollywood, all these high-income individuals on Wall Street, that although they're spending a lot of money in New York, they don't have to send so much of that money to the federal government, to Washington, because they can deduct it. So it's going to be these high-income individuals who are going to be hurt the hardest. I am so sorry to see that happening. Again, they're the ones who are, and it is not, you know, oh, great, because they're going to get hit. No, we have, when you look at the chart, Texas is like the fifth highest. We're quite a bit down from New York and California in terms of people being able to deduct their stuff there. We don't have any state income tax here, but we have massive property taxes here. They're very, very high compared to where I've lived in the past. And it's because of things like education. Because we have to educate anybody who comes into this country. That's the real essence of what's going on here. So people are going to fight about these details, and they're going to fight about the fact that this is something that's going to punish the New Yorkers. You understand, this is really kind of a liberal tax conspiracy theory, isn't it? They're coming after us. They're singling out New York and California, and they're just saying, no, we're just not going to have the itemized deductions. And we're only going to preserve it for charities and for mortgage deductions. But if you're going to be paying a lot of income taxes in New York and California because you've got big welfare states in New York and California, we're not going to recognize that as a legitimate tax deduction. So they see that as a direct attack on them. But they won't stop bringing in people to crowd their schools, to cause them to multiply the pension payment plans that they have to do for teachers. Nobody is looking at the spending side of any of this, are they? And that's the real essence. That's what has to be examined. That's what the real concern should be long-term. But they have to pass tax cuts. If they don't do it, we're going to see this economic bubble collapse, and we are going to see the Republican Party collapse big time if they don't follow through on this proposal. That's it for our show today. Stay with us. Alex Jones will be coming up. Join us again tomorrow at 8 a.m. for Real News. I'm David Knight.